Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to take a little time out to tell you that no love will last except God being the plan. You see, I remember reading where it had been said by them olden days that you had to have a marriage license. But God said, when I join together, let no man put asunder. So every night before we go to bed, I take my babe and we get down on our knees and raise our heads toward heaven. And then we thank God for sending us to each other. We also thank him for binding us so close together. You see, we could have fallen by the wayside, but one can't fall without the other. We also thank him for being so good and so kind to us. All night long we sleep, and then right early in the morning, I can just see heaven, oh, in your eyes. One thing I like about it, it makes me know that this is not just an everyday love. No, 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 no. You see, we got something. We got something. I'm sure we can always be proud of. We've got so much, so much love. Woo. We got so much, so much trust. Can't you see a halo hovering over us? That's why I like this every now and then. God bless our about it. Oh God, oh God, said he'd bless our love. Another thing, I could just stand up and tell the world, oh, that you're mine, oh mine. Ooh, baby, you heavenly design.
Try to sock it to his baby behind his back. I don't understand that.
But I guess it wasn't meant for me to understand. When a man loves a woman, he can't keep his mind on nothing else. He changed the whole world for the good thing. He can't see it. She can never, never do him no wrong. He turned his back on his best friend. Oh, if he put her down. When a man loves a woman, he'll spend his very last dime. What he think he needs, what he don't need. He'll give up all his comfort, leave his happy home, go sleep out in the rain. If that's the way, if she tell him, honey, oh, that's the way I want you to be.
That's how strong my love is. Hail from Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Yes, sir. And man, that OV right. So you're going to tell everybody, pal. Yes, sir. Hey, I want to thank y'all for joining me again for another Big Eddie Grudge Race Talk Show. We're going to try to get things going here. We got our big day coming tomorrow. Hope the Mother Nature plays fair. We can get on over there and have some fun. A big drag with his annual grudge race. Well, his annual event where there's going to be plenty of grudge racing, shootout. I believe he's doing a little bit of the class racing, had them going, boys coming there. We got Bodie from out in California. Yes, sir. King Bodie, him and his son and his crew. They coming up here to try to get they get back on our mud bone. We ain't going to let it happen. But we going to let them come on in here and try. It wouldn't be right for us not to give him some get back. And then he going to want some more get back after this one. And we don't mind where we meet up with him. We're going to meet up with him. But y'all need to come out and holler at Bodie. I want to get a chance to meet the man myself. And probably even give him the pleasure of taking a picture with me. Yeah. So he can have something to hang on his wall. Yeah. So, the mud bone. Yes, sir. Oh, man, it's been sounding pretty hot. The fire finally seemed to seem like it's starting to burn down because it's getting close to race day. But then at the same time, I think I heard a little chatter about Detroit coming up here to try to do some damage. I think they was looking for Mr. Ryan Brown. I think they was looking for what y'all call him, the sheriff, the sergeant, or whatever. They had a little bit of chat about that today, so I don't know the whole deal of it. Last night, Big Drag came on Sam's show and locked it down. That was a little old mobile, man. I guess they just want to give him a little respect. Don't want to hurt him too bad because I know I know if my buddy Rob was coming, we'd be all over Drag. Drag don't really want that. So hopefully Rob don't come for Drag and enjoy itself. I like for us to catch Drag out there on the day where, you know, wouldn't be so embarrassing to him, you know, for Rob to pull out that amount. I told Rob, no, don't do it, man. If you're going to work, man, go and get you some overtime. We got other times and we can deal with Drag, man. That's my man. But Rob, man, Rob is the GOAT. Yes, sir. And y'all know that. So I don't know what y'all want to talk about today other than this big time race is coming up. I guess I can go to my promoters and read that off to y'all. DRC Transmission. Y'all know we call them Lurch. The people that know him, they call him Lurch. His name is Dean. Go to Dean for all your transmission needs, whether it's your everyday car, a family car, or race car application. He can rebuild or build you the right transmission for you, the right transmission for you. He specializes in transmissions and also rebuilds and builds high-performing engines. Give him a call at area code 847-364-5523. He located at 179 Randall Street, Elk Grove Village, Illinois. Y'all give Dean a call. I'm going to try to get Dean on here one day, and he a real busy man. I'm going to get him on here one day and let Dean come in and talk to y'all guys. So if y'all have any tech questions y'all want to ask him, I think that's going to be a good thing. He'll love to do that. He had told me before he would do it. I just always wait too late to just get a hold of him. I at least want to give him a day in advance and tell him what time to call. So we're going to focus on that after this here Saturday show. Maybe I even talk to him and see if he can come on next Friday. Because sometimes, you know, the show be a little slow. It ain't been a lot of racing, so it ain't been a lot of talking about. We could talk about it. Was the lock-in supposed to be? And hope it happened. And hope, like I say, Mother Nature play fair. Also, I want to put a shout-out to Chicago Connection, the right connection, for all your high-performing needs, nitrous refills, and high-octane racing fuel. All the parts you need, tires, electronics, and much more. Give them a call. Area code 773-229-0655. Again, 773-229-0655. They located at 6701 West Orchard. West Orchard Avenue, Chicago, Illinois. Give them a call again, 773-229-0655. You can ask for Steve or Bill, Adam. You can ask either one of them and tell them you heard it from Big Eddie, the Mudbone, on the Big Eddie Show. All right. Also, one of our racing patriots. He got a Taurus Flavor Plus. The sandwiches, man, is good. Stop by or order you some of the best known sandwiches and more. Go check out their menu. Go by and go online. Shop by online or ask them about catering. Their catering service for your next event. They have lots of offers and good food that will satisfy you and your guests. So give them a call Let me not mess up because kid going to be on me if he hear this. Area code 219-455-6798. 219-455-6798. And ask for Bam. And also, let them know who sent you. Let them know you heard it on the Big Eddie Show. Clock's off. Getting off. All right, y'all. Anybody out there got something they want to talk about? Y'all come on, hit that one button, man, because this should be pretty exciting, man. It should be pretty exciting. I'm trying to see that our... What's going on? If anybody know of any new lock-ins, y'all can come on in and chime in. I hadn't been on the back line as much. Today I went on there for the first time in about 3 weeks. But if y'all want to come on and talk about any lock-ins that y'all know are happening or what y'all like to see happening, hit the one button, come on, talk to me. All right. So far, what I know is Mudbone, the greatest guy in Chicago, versus Jay Bodie. Yes, sir. Also, Ryan versus Vic. Also, Peanut versus Steve. Peanut also versus Canelo. Vic with the toe tag versus Jeremiah. Vic with that some kind of lady he called it versus Ryan. Yes, sir. Dirty Diana. And Lenny versus Freddie. And that's what I know for now. I had heard, I don't know if it's going to happen, but they was trying to get it to happen for Big Dragon Didi to race. If they race, I mean, Big Dragon had to take that Oldsmobile out the back door. Man, if he take that Oldsmobile out the back door, that old Buick, well, both of them generic. But that old Buick, been shown to be pretty sharp out there for a while. So we're going to see if DD show up and if that's going to happen. All right, y'all. Possibles. Terrio versus Big Jerry. That's a possible race. And again, Big Drag versus DD, the possible. So we're going to see what happened, y'all. Y'all come on in here and let's talk. Where you at, kid? Where you at, kid? Come on in here. I hear my boy Baby. None of my people on the line with me tonight. Man, Chuck, I know ain't out on the boat tonight. Where you at, Chuck? He out there on that boat tonight. He feeling real good. That wind blowing. And I don't know if it's enough to stir up the water, but being out that water, the night out with the wind blowing like it is now, that temperature ain't so nice. Let me see if I got anything else here that y'all need to know. Elsa, clock's off, Motor City Mafia. I don't know what my man Motor City Mafia doing right now. We was out at our event, and Lil Tony came up, had a nice time talking to him and everything. I thought he was going to bring one of them cars. I thought he was going to bring that vet and jump on skin, but I guess he ain't want none of that. Skin been kind of terrorizing people all summer long. I don't think Skin lost a race this year with Kamala. He better be lucky and got the Suburban out there. They're all going to tear his ass up. I tried to draw on him. He ain't want none. He ain't want none of that. No, sir. Man, if y'all don't want to come on in here and talk to me, I can't twist your arm. I ain't going to sit up here and try to talk all night by myself. You know, I heard my man said he had a full show. And when nobody hit the button, we ain't going to do that one tonight. I know somebody got something to say about something. Normally the show starts slow and get to going later on, but tomorrow the big day. Shit, a lot of these people probably trying to hide. If ain't nobody want to talk, so. Maybe I'm going to have to go ahead and find a little music or something that we can listen to for a minute there. I don't see my preacher boy, none of them. Everybody quiet tonight. Hey, if y'all don't want to, talk, man, y'all can just come in, you know, if you're scared somebody going to draw on you. When they come on and draw on you, just tell them, hey, I don't want no trouble. Then we keep on talking about what we're talking about. Yes, sir. I'm going to take a break here, see if I can find somebody that ain't got chains around their lip.
Ace Visions Productions.
Over again, I gotta make a U-turn.
I gotta turn around, y'all, 'cause I was going the wrong way. I gotta start all over again. I gotta make a U-turn.
All right. Any of my talkers came in here yet? Now look here, fellas. I want to ask y'all a favor, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow, we out there at Drag Race. It'll be my wife's birthday. So if y'all can, come on by the tent and wish her a happy birthday for me. And help me, because I had to really do some talking to change the plans or make the plans that we go to the track and to stay out the doghouse. So if y'all can, help me make us feel special and come on over and wish a happy birthday for me. I will appreciate it. We're going to try to get out there early so we can be along that fence there and set up that way. All right, now y'all come on, man. I know it's got to be something somebody want to talk about. Yes, sir.
I want to talk about this million motorcycles out here on the expressway, you get it?
What's up, Brother D? How you feel tonight, man?
Man, what's going on? Out here trying to do what I got to do with this tractor. And I got a million stupid suckers out here on four-wheelers and motorcycles out here playing with their life.
Yeah, I done seen them. Yeah, I done seen them.
I ain't going to miss a beat. I'm not going to miss it. Get in front of me. All they got to do is do the wrong thing, and you're going to read about them.
That's right. That's right. Ain't going to kill yourself, though. Yeah, I always tell you. That's right. Yeah, because most of the trucks, they out there be wrecked trying to miss a car. Yeah.
I'm not going to waste my time trying to miss one of them. They just started cutting over in front of you from left and right. That's okay. Y'all want to play that game? Go ahead. It's gonna be kind of hard to have a show last night behind last night. You know, drag came on last night and just shut the show down.
So, yeah, I know it.
So It's been 2 weeks in a wake up, a week in a wake up, 3 days. You know, now it's just down to just a wake up.
That's right.
Normally, when you get down to a wake up, people stop talking to them. Don't want to talk to them.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Dragged and shut down two shows in one night.
Yes, sir. See, now it's at the point of put up or shut up, you know. And nobody wants to really be made or forced to shut up. And they know they're not going to put up. So they just gonna shut up. Yeah, do no talking.
I started not to do a show for tonight just for that reason. I figured it was gonna be like this, you know. But then I said, no, I'm open up and give them opportunity at least do that, you know.
Yeah.
Then I came on, give them a little promotion and everything, and hey, whatever happened, happened. Sometime it fall like that.
Yeah, see, then you played the right song for them, you know, because a lot of them feel like they got to make a U-turn. That's how they feel. They put their foot in their mouth. Now they trying to make a U-turn.
Yes, sir.
you close a drag racing showdown with a generic. You know something wrong.
Oh, my God. Tell me about
everything
it,
and everybody with a – and then it's a 350 generic, you know.
Yeah.
I'm generic. I'm a Buick. I'm a police. I got a
455.
This man got a 350.
Right. Yeah.
And
well, I'm gonna tell you right now, man. I had to put a shock collar on Rob, man, because you know he's got an opportunity to go do overtime tomorrow, and he's talking about, man, I'm coming out there and get dragged. I said, man, go on, make that money. You can get dragged another time, man. You know.
I'm getting up 101. You don't show up tomorrow with no car.
I know. I already put the shot call on him, man. I got him calmed down and told him to go get that money.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And man, And man, just as scared of that over Bill, the goat is a butcher knife. And man, now,
I've been calling him, I label
him the bully. I've been giving him all kind of spots. Yes, sir. Come on, George. Come on, George.
Hey, buddy.
Come on, George.
Hey, man. Come on, George.
Talk to him.
We loading up, man. We got them fresh to death, man. Cold in the mouth. We got Cadillacs out here. We gonna cut down a couple Cadillacs out here. You did. We around here. Got them Putin fired on these motherfucking leather seats. And we ain't playing, man. We gonna have a bankroll, man. I promise you, man. We gonna have some fun and barbecue a little bit and see if this motherfucker try to get anywhere.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, we gonna try to. We gonna come together. Well, we coming together.
The thing is, I'm not really worried about it being in a race. I'm pretty sure it's gonna be some racing. I'm just trying to figure out why, who should I say gonna grab that generic? That's what I'm trying to put together. Who wanna grab that? I had Label Robbie, Bully, and getting them all kind of problems. See, like when the generic gonna be getting, he always busy.
They say Rob was in Romania. They say Rob was in Romania.
Oh, he in Romania.
Yeah, he was in Romania, and he was doing something, and he couldn't get to the track and stuff like that. But they had the small block, and he say he the goat and all this old stuff. So well, I was trying to figure it out.
Self-proclaimed goat. He's self-proclaimed goat. But my thing is, these talk shows are heard nationwide, coast to coast. He could, even if he was in Romania or Dubania, he could still hear the show. Phone service still works.
My thing is,
I got a partner.
If he loved his game,
I got a partner used to live here. He in Dubai now. I talk to him sometimes. He could still answer his call.
But wherever
he is. Don't let him get you out of the bushes, Rob. Stay out of the fire, Rob. Stay out of the line of fire.
Hey, buddy, for wherever he is, I wouldn't care and wouldn't give a hoop. He needs to get to Byron tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon or something like that, because them people make a pass. Them people make a pass tonight.
Anyone other than Vaughn that the big fellas drawn on would be kind of hard to make them to rock for tomorrow. I told Big Bros, Big Bro, you can't do that, man. I talked to him. I sent him text messages. I'm telling you, Big Bro, you're not going to get no action like that. You draw it on him. And then you threaten them, tell them it's a 350. You can't do that, man. They're already scared that they're going to get beat up by a generic. And then who wants to be labeled and send a 350 generic whoop in? That's the last thing they want to get. So, you're not going to ever get an action like that. But he wouldn't listen to me. I text Big Sham last night and say, please don't open his mic. Then once he opened it, I said, please close his mic up.
I just look at it like this here. A mouth will say a whole lot of words that they don't really mean.
Under the norm, that would be considered true. But it's a little different ball game when you're talking about one that you know going to go. And it's a known fact that the big fella is trying to race. I stopped by his house today. He was gone. And I heard the generic in the garage going, one, two, three. I was just saying, doing push-ups by himself.
And it was just sitting there cackling.
It was in there doing push-ups by himself. I counted 30. I walked up. I was just saying, he doing push-ups by himself. Drag was gone. He wasn't even on. And Owen's going to go out doing push-ups. She's ready to go.
You're making me feel bad. I wish I wouldn't have told Rob to go on to go to work, because he showed him want to go get that overtime. I said, boy, you crazy. I said, kind of money you get on overtime, hey, you better get that money. Drag me around for another day. And I finally convinced him, go on, go to work, man. Huh?
You know, only problem with the convincing part is that he only can be convinced on days that drag is at the track. You can't convince him no other day. But he always, he my bully, but he'd be convinced when drag at the track. It seemed like it was kind of easy to convince him to go on to work and not come to the track. I ain't quite. And it's like Luther Vandross' curl that just, I'm like, Cedric, now it just don't quite curl up right. It's just something ain't quite right with that.
Man, you're going to make me get up here, man. I'm going to close the show down, ride over to Rob House and take that sock collar off his neck. Then you're going to be sorry. You and drag both.
Well, hey, man, the bullet won't come on the talk show when drag on. He don't want to come to the track when drag on. Mr. Drawed on him with the Trans Am. He won't put the transmission in there. He's been even putting Trans in there for the last 6 years. And a scary ball here said he could have put 1 minute a day on the Trans Am and had the Trans Am by now. This is John with the scat pack, and he had to say, but then, I mean, I'm not understanding the bullet, you get it? I named him the bullet, but it's just something just not quite resonating right here. and to be scared, I can kind of halfway see him being a little shook from my son. You know, it is a scat pack, but But Oldsmobile, a generic? Oh, in fact, Oldsmobile is so generic, General Motors don't even make them no more.
What?
They even stopped, yeah. They ain't made a 350 Oldsmobile in 100 years. You can't find no 350 Oldsmobile nowhere. But yet, the bullet won't answer the call. Something just not quite all right.
I got a question. Who is the bully?
Uh-oh.
The self-proclaimed GOAT. The self-proclaimed GOAT. The one and only, Rob the Dabber.
Rob Navi. Okay.
Yeah. That's the self-proclaimed GOAT, yeah.
But what up, Chuck?
Every time drag on, Chuck, he don't come out.
GOAT? He claimed himself as the GOAT?
He's a self-proclaimed GOAT of drag racing. Mm-hmm. Like every time drag come on with that generic, can't never get him, you know, if somebody's phone is always can't pick up a service. Can't get a signal. I'm just not understanding. Now, he was on the morning show earlier today, so I know his phone was working today, you know, which means if the deal do, they won't turn off at 6 o'clock in the morning. That means he could come on tonight.
I got that sock collar on his neck. I keep telling you, man, he's trying to get that drag, but I got that sock collar on his neck, man.
But he's trying to get that drag at 41 when you know drag event going to be at Rockford, though. But he said, if drag comes to 41, what are you going to do? And the big fella, so he's so crazy and wanting to race so bad, he's going to leave his own event and show up at 41.
I ain't no need him trying to do that, man. I got Rob locked. I told him, man, just wait, get that money, man. Get that money, you know.
Well, he could have got more money right here. He could have got a double.
Drag ain't going nowhere, man. Drag ain't going nowhere. He can get dragged next week.
Now, this is true. Drag not going nowhere. I agree with that. But what we fail to understand is that Rob, the buddy, the self-proclaimed GOAT, is definitely not showing up nowhere.
What?
He most definitely, where he showing up at? Like I said, my son drawing on him with that cat pack 3 years ago.
All year?
Nah, every time we get out, he going to come out. Somebody get dragged on the phone, man. He go back, you know, he go back in.
Okay.
He's just like a turtle's head. When you chop ready, suck it right back into that shell.
That's me,
I'm trying to figure it out. The self-proclaimed GOAT, I labeled him the bully. But now, he's making me look bad. Now, it's starting to make me look like a chump.
Well, I think I'll say drag, man.
You think, You can't duck a motherfucker. You ain't gonna be at Byron tomorrow.
That's right. Chuck, beginning to say anything, saved him. But Drag said, I was looking at a text Drag had sent me. He said, don't save me. I don't want to be saved. Don't save me. Told me to read at the beginning. He just texted that to me again. He said, I don't want to be saved. I'm just telling the big fella. Okay. I'll point it to your phone.
Oh, okay.
Big fella said, you don't want to be saved.
Yeah.
So we got one don't want to be saved and one making sure he stays saved.
They both my friends. They both my friends, man. I really don't want to see them all bloodied up and everything, man. It just ain't gonna make no sense, man.
Drag racing. When you gonna stop that shit, bro?
Sound like he's trying to save the bullet, Jeff. What you think? Sound like he's in the saving mode.
You can be cool with a motherfucker. Ain't no friends when you supposed to race, man. You supposed to kill a motherfucker.
Hey, my thing is, why we can't be friends, Osa told me something a long time ago that I never forget it. He said, Cram, when you whoop your friends, they make better friends. He beat me twice in 1 week. Yeah. And we the best of friends. In fact, I'm going to try to call him in the morning just to check on him.
Right.
I understand why we can't be friends because you whoop me. That don't quite add up to me. I really think if we waiting, if me losing a race tell you, or winning a race off of you, stop us from being friends, I don't really think we were friends. No, we were more of associates. We weren't friends.
No. Yeah, you're right, because that motherfucker hurt because he lost.
He hurt because he lost.
It's just a damn race.
That's it. It's just a race. Yeah, that's all it is. We used to race and run back to the garage. I said, you know yourself, we used to run the race on Dota. Everybody meet up at one garage and try to grill up.
Yeah.
Never had no. Then you just talk about it,
In the 80s, they didn't give out heart. They gave out hurt. Give out hurt.
I promise you, Chuck, I'm beginning to think you're right now. I'm beginning to think you're 100% right about that. It's a whole new era out here now. I got to tell you, my son drove on his Trans Am with a 2021 Scat Pack. Brand spanking the car, had 3,000 miles on it. And Mr. Drawing on it. And he's been putting transmission in that car for the last 6 years. He ain't got it in yet.
Yeah, he got to move that block out of the way so he can get to the transmission tunnel and put it in there. He got some stuff in the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm beginning to think like Chuck says, what's in the way is lack of and too much of. Lack of heart and not enough courage.
Yeah.
No, man.
That's what we got. Don't forget to think in the way. But that's just the bullet, though. I mean, he didn't just draw on bullet. Man drawed on Yak. He drawed on Vaughn's uncle, Nova. He didn't just pick on one. Drag drawed on any and everything last night. He wasn't just picking them.
Well, I know if Rob heard Drag voice on, it'd probably be hard to keep him from hitting that one button, man. So
it'd be hard for him to hit the one button. Come on, yeah, we see that.
It'd be hard for him not to hit that one button, man. And I told him, just chill. It'll be okay. You catch him.
We see it's gonna be hard for him to hit the one button. We see that. It's definitely gonna be hard for him to hit that one button. In fact, it's not gonna even be next to. It's impossible for him to hit the one button. But that's living proof right now. We living it.
Yeah, man.
But, you know, he my man. He'll come on the morning show, and he's a self-proclaimed GOAT. But when he got a chance to lock the big fella in, he can't be found. And Drag had said last night, he called me and told me, he said, hello. He said, I won't get on tomorrow night. He said, but if Rob come on, just tell Mr. to lock him in. He called Mr. and tell him to lock it in. I said, I do.
How you started doing this evening?
Y'all know.
What's going on, Preacher Moore?
Race.
Nothing much, man. Just wanted to speak and say hi.
Ahead,
you know, I was in the house.
Trying to figure out why Rob won't lock in, Free. Trying to figure out why Rob won't lock that generic in. 350 generic.
Well, I don't know. I'm learning to mind my business, so that's on them.
Well,
Preacher Moore,
man,
why
Rob
won't lock
in, man.
Let me explain
something
to all y'all. Y'all can't make a cow with brains. Now, y'all
want to connect. Hey, man, you and Chuck. Sound like what Chuck just said. We're keying each other.
Damn.
Hey, who going to come out to the park and get autographs? I'm bringing
I'm
bringing a brand
new
Sharpie. Hey, I'm bringing a brand new Sharpie. Everybody want a fucking autograph.
Man.
Oh,
hey, man.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'll be right there to get mine, Ryan.
Yeah.
I'll be right there to get my autograph, man.
Hey, no. Hey,
hey
Vicky, you better bring my damn sticker.
Hey, Mr. Ryan, are y'all cooking at your trailer tomorrow, man? I come eat, please.
See, I'm waiting on Lee.
Shit.
Wait a minute. Ryan, what kind of sticker Eddie going to give you?
He going to give me a Clock Soft sticker.
Oh, man, you don't want that shit, man. You don't want that shit.
It may speed my car.
Yeah.
That's up.
Hey, have anybody heard from anybody out at that track today?
Yeah. Three Logos out there. I know him and Petey and Modi was out there making shakedown. It was a few people out there.
Yeah. How did they say the track was?
It said night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Modi said real night.
He said who?
Modi.
But
real
he don't
light.
Run no damn drag race.
I don't know what Modi got on that car, man.
Yeah. What y'all got on Mudbone? Mudbone 2.0. Y'all got a slick.
We got them big ass balloons on it like we always had.
Ryan, listen to what I'm gonna tell you. They nights
what?
Might not be your night. So whenever you go to the track, you gotta do what you gotta do for your car. Don't worry about what they scream and they say. Don't be a naysayer. Be an I know.
I'm going to go out there and walk the track. If it ain't what I want, I'm not even going to make an attempt to even go down there.
That's all you have to know. Do what you do. These niggas stupid. You know, what we like, you might not like. Check first.
You know, they're going to have the track tight. You said the track going to be tight.
Yeah. But, you know, like, some people may have their version of having the track tight may not be tight to me.
That's
right.
All I just said.
That's right.
Yeah.
Got a different view, man.
Hey, Preacher Boy, but once that second kick come on, it'd be cursed, man.
Hey,
it's either go.
I saw
it
with my own eyes.
Hey, it's either go blow.
Now you said it. I never opened my mouth, so I've seen it with my own eyes, though. Yeah.
Hey,
lads.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I got a question, Daddy.
Yeah, well, come on, y'all. One of Chuck dumbass questions. Come on, Chuck.
Will we see the Buick with the lockup tomorrow?
Chuck, go. Oh, Chuck, talking to you. Ask a question.
But I'm coming to Byron just to see that.
He gonna see that big with the locker. Good God Almighty.
Hey, Charles, you been kind of rough this year, then.
Nah.
Yeah, you gonna see it out there, man. Yeah, he gonna be out there.
Did he? You gonna bring? You go. What type of clothes you gonna have on?
Right in a row,
you know, no, you know why? Cause shit, hey, your hands still work. I may need you. Shit.
Yeah.
So you might employ.
Yeah.
I'll be needing all the help I can get.
Oh no! Don't worry about it, man. You're gonna have some help tomorrow. We're gonna
see if we can dig
into somebody's
ass tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Oh, we got a hand up, y'all. Hey, man, could I get that note? No. Could I get that note? Could I get that note from you?
No, that must...
It's kind of tardy, brother. I need a note. Go back home and get a note, man.
Oh, this.
Good. Good.
Yeah, man. Tardy note. Yeah, tardy note.
So what you say? What you say? Forget. He don't be on Big Eddie's show. On Dog show. What you say? Forget.
Dog. He on Dog show, but Dog don't pay him much as I pay him.
I was busy.
Sound like he was being asleep. What you think?
Yeah.
No, wasn't asleep.
You ain't asleep?
Mm-mm. Trying to get this food and stuff together.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, that means Cook, he going to be out there behind the grill tomorrow, y'all.
Yep.
That's all you want to know is where the fucking food at.
I'm going to have mine with me, Chuck. Partner.
Yeah, that's all you want to know is where the damn food at.
Hey, kid. You're about to get promoted, man, and get a raise. Don't fuck around with Chuck, man. That's right. Don't fuck around with Chuck. Yeah.
All right.
Hello.
I can't help it, Ed. I've been knowing him too long.
Hey, he just mad because he ain't getting the kind of money you getting, man. So don't let him knock you down, man. You know, misery love comes.
Don't let him deter me, huh? Okay.
Right.
Hey, man.
Hey, crap.
Don't fuck around and be getting the same amount of homeless people getting that.
Come on, kids. They get free meals every once in a while.
Does anybody got a locked-in race tomorrow?
Yeah, it's a locked-in race.
So what are they?
The ones that I know of, you know, I don't know if any new ones came about. I just named them. You got Mudbone versus Bodie. They say Bodie out there shaking down in more than one way. He's shaking his car down, his ass shaking. He don't know what to do.
Okay.
And what, you got Ryan versus Hick.
Shaking. Shaking and Bodie shaking.
Hey, we got Ryan versus Vic. We got Peanut versus Steve. We got Peanut versus Canelo. We got Vic with the Toe Tiger versus Jeremiah. And we got Vic with that, what's the name of that car he called? Some kind of lady or... It versus Dirty Diana, the two ladies gonna have a cat fight tomorrow. And then we got Lenny versus Freddie. And then we got some possible races, which is Terrio versus
mystery.
Big Jerry.
What Kyle Lenny got?
The Kyle called Mystery?
Yeah, the Mystery is the Nova. Okay. They say, what Kyle Lenny got? That's what Lenny got?
Oh, Lenny got the Nova. There's no name on the car.
Okay.
Steve.
That's the one they racing Freddie with, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Who you said versus Big Jerry? Possibility versus Big Jerry? Who?
Terrio.
Oh, okay.
Him and Big Jerry told the talk of Big Jerry coming to the house, and Flop say Big Jerry coming.
Yes, thank you. The father be there.
What was that? You kind of broke up.
I said he's here already.
Oh, okay. And also, Big Drag versus Didi is a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
A generic against a generic.
Oh, man.
Generic.
Isn't that going versus Drag call, Big Eddie? Only the generic would answer the call out. Drag call out, all that would answer.
Hey, man,
I feel like a generic versus a generic
equals a generic.
But the generic was called, both generics have been calling on Rob for quite a while now. And the self-proclaimed governor.
Man,
I'm Dee Dee, don't
want to let him rob, man. Rob didn't already spank Dee Dee.
Rob is a goat.
I heard Rob went to Mexico.
Billy Goat. He's a Billy Goat. He's a musty motherfucker.
Rob went to Mexico, from what I heard.
Y'all stop calling him a goat. If y'all give him some deodorant, y'all stop calling him a goat.
Hey, Rob, don't listen to him, Rob. Stay off the phone, Rob. Don't listen to him, man. He's just trying to get you off the phone, man.
I'm not thinking about no motherfucking Rob. Rob come to me like a peasant, begging.
Ooh, God.
I'm gonna be like Ryan. When he see me, he got to bow his knee. Even though he beat me back in the day, when he see me now, he got to bow his knee. So I ain't even thinking about a Rob.
Lord have mercy. Yeah, he say you knew and improved, man. So he say he can't handle you now.
He been gone longer than I have. If he ain't knew and improved, he ain't shit no way.
Oh, man.
Eddie!
What's going down?
I just want to say hi to everybody and hi to my teacher that's on here. I'm going back on mute.
Hey, how you doing? Oh, man,
come on, stay here, man. Don't go nowhere, man.
No, I'm listening.
I had to call my parks man today and said, please, how long y'all going to take to send this shit? He said, man, it's a weird. Everybody calling and saying the same thing. I said, I got ass shit.
Hey, man. My teacher asked me to give a dissertation. I'm going to give a dissertation, but I'm just sitting back with my notebook. That's all. Got my teacher
right,
on.
Come on with the presentation. Yeah, I got you.
Hey, Eddie.
No, my teacher asked to give one.
Okay.
Hey, I was trying to come out with one of my other toys and tore it up last night.
What?
Yeah. I fucked around and I went to NASA and didn't get the instruction on how to land. So I crashed and burned.
Well, that'll do it.
Hey, Eddie. Is that not having shit, Larry, you talking to?
Oh, shit.
Hey, Chuck. I hear you. Chuck, I did say how you doing to everybody, but I apologize for not calling you personally. It said how you doing, Chuck, making you feel special.
You ain't got to call me, motherfucker. I'm special in my own way.
You sure is. You ain't lying. I tell you what,
Chuck.
If you go to anybody's pool hall, I bet I'm going to ride the school bus on your ass.
Oh, Lord.
I ain't coming to your house to shoot no pool, Chuck.
You keep talking that motherfucking shit, but hey, your ass don't
Chuck,
go
look.
Up.
Meet me on,
Uncle Chuck, listen to me one time, make sure this motherfucker don't have no cowboy boots on tomorrow. Because if this motherfucker has some cowboy boots, I'm going to kick him right in the fat part of the way he got them his fuck at.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. He ain't even coming to the track tomorrow.
Spanky motherfucker.
Hey, Chuck, let him
keep
on talking. Chuck, please let him keep on talking. Baby, you shut up.
Yeah,
just give me 1 second, y'all. Y'all can go back. Hey, I got him to open the gates at 8 o'clock in the morning, y'all. So the gates will be open at 8 instead of 9.
Hey,
I told everybody 9, but the gates will be open at 8
hey,
o'clock.
Hey, Craig, how that track out there?
It's been tight. It's been tight today. You know, but it's going, if it's in the sun, it's going to be different. You know what I'm saying? It just depends on the condition.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, y'all go ahead. Eddie, I got to go, but I just wanted to let y'all know that.
All right, man. Well, Robert hit the one button. I hung him up because I ain't want him to threaten you, man. So
okay.
Go on ahead. I'll talk with you later, Drag. I told y'all, as soon as Rob heard Drag's voice, he hit the one button, man. I had to hang him up. I don't know what's wrong with Rob, man. He had Drag.
Hey, Eddie, stop lying so goddamn much.
Tell him again, sweet boy.
He likes the man. Listen, I love him. I just don't appreciate him lying. Don't you know lying gets you nowhere? If you don't think lying gets you nowhere, did you hear all these niggas lying about racism? And ain't nobody bust the weight yet? Don't become one of these people.
You might have a point there, man, but that's one thing I don't try to do, man. I don't try to tell no lie, man. I speak the truth on that, man.
And then, the only thing I don't like about it, Eddie, you lying about a nobody. Leave it out somebody.
You call a goat a nobody?
A billy goat. Stop it. A funky motherfucker.
Oh.
Damn, preacher boy. How long you been holding that in, man? Lord, I was holding my breath standing by.
He said you lying on a nobody, kid.
Man, he ought to cut that out, man.
Eddie, I'm going to take you to church with me for you lying and tell the truth. If I take you to church, you're going to talk about Rob like he was a dirty dish rag. The people are going to set you free. You'll stop hanging with the man. You'll stop missing his name. Do right.
Oh, man.
They don't even say, hey, listen. They don't even say Rob's name in the house. That man here. They say that man here. It's that man at home.
Damn.
Now, see, Rob done called back into the show. Don't hit the one button, Rob. It ain't necessary, man. Wait till you ready to do your due, man.
Eddie.
Hey, who else logged
Eddie.
In for tomorrow?
You lying again, Eddie.
Hey, Rob, they think I'm lying, man. Hit the one button, say hello, right back on me.
I ain't
me.
Never seen a man
huh?
that beg to go to hell. I ain't never seen a man beg to go to hell. You just picking you a ticket.
He go to one button. Somebody just hit the one button. Somebody just hit the one button. Come on. 2837.
Hey, Eddie. No, I was just calling. Tim Leon is going live at the track right now. And the track looked good.
Oh, yeah?
I let everybody know. They go, yeah. Bodie just made a shakedown.
Man, another one?
So tell me
go
on Leon's page to see it.
All right. Well, if he went live, it might jump up. I'm gonna go on Facebook right quick.
Yeah, yeah. I was just looking at it. Bodie just made a shakedown. He looked good, straight down the track.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
There's
quite a few people out there, man. Man,
yeah.
On Friday night they got some people out there. California Bodie.
Let me go on mute.
He said Bodie sounds like he's trying to go to Oil Pan. He probably is. He's going to need to get around that mud bone tomorrow.
Hey Eddie.
Yeah.
Hey, did you get a dragster yet? Did you buy your dragster?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
I might wait till I get another tablet, man.
Oh, okay.
I want to get a real nice tablet, and that way I ain't got to worry about taking it out the house or nothing.
How come y'all ain't
been
y'all
off
Batman,
my car?
Batman down there in Milan making a hit. I'm going to share it.
y'all ain't been drawing on me. You, nephew, Rob.
I told you I lost all my cars, man. I got to slide over.
Oh, Big Mark, he said he got a couple.
Hey, Big Mark ain't going to do nothing, man.
He said, y'all think. He said, he got a couple. He said, they ain't ready yet, though. I said, you ain't got none then.
Yep.
Hey, Eddie, you buy any more cars?
Batman
looks
good,
though.
I'm
going to
get back
into
it, Larry. Right now, when I lost all them cars I had, man, it just took my stomach away from me, really.
Oh, wow.
And then,
oh, okay.
You know, I they don't want to, you know, you can't get no
he
way to talk to them to get them back and stuff.
He talking about took his stomach away. Y'all seen Eddie lately? Yeah.
Oh, Chuck, there you go. Chuck, there you go. There you go, Chuck. Oh, no. There you go, Chuck.
His motherfucking stomach got bigger. That shit ain't lying.
Oh, no. Hey, well, hey, I ain't gonna hit the pressure cooker, though, Eddie. I'll wait for you. I'll wait for you.
All right, man.
I know you'll run me.
Yes, sir.
The rest of these ninjas ain't gonna do nothing. They ain't gonna bust a grape in Welch's sex tape.
Oh, Lord. I know y'all saw Chuck online dancing. He got a video out. He dancing.
Yeah, I know that wasn't Chuck because Chuck can't dance.
Man, Chuck can dance his ass off. I just sent it to you.
No, he can't. You know, it's another dude named Chuck. It ain't Chuck Aston.
Is that Chuck we're talking
Chuck.
To right
Chuck
now? My duck. Chuck, my duck. Dance his ass off. Yeah.
Chuck cannot dance. Chuck ain't got no rhythm. Chuck ain't got no rhythm. Chuck cannot dance.
I'm going to run his ass over my wheelchair tomorrow.
Hey, Larry, you can't get me fired up to say shit.
I tried to trick you. I tried to trick you, too.
You can't, motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
It's like I know your punk ass can't skate. That's why you be ducking.
Oh, hold on. Oh, wait. Hold on, Eddie. Hold on. Hey, Eddie. Hold on,
open
the door. Oh, wait, hold on, Eddie, let me, Chuck, talk. Wait,
well,
where you going to be at tomorrow, Chuck? Never mind.
Yeah,
I'm talking about
what you going to do when that man gets on your ass, Larry? When that man gets on your ass, what the fuck you going to do?
On the bone, clocks off, how you feeling?
Hey, I'm going to break his leg, that's what I'm going to do. Chuck can't skate, man.
I'm good.
Game time,
man, stop talking like Chuck ain't gonna do nothing, man.
I ought to call Leon and have him put Bodie on the phone. Larry,
the only thing you can do better than me is lie about other people's shit.
Why I got a lie for? Lie about other people's shit.
Because you can't do shit.
Oh, okay. I bet you're not gonna get on the skating floor with me. I bet that. You want no parts of me, Chuck. You want no parts of me. I'm hard to get rid of. I'm just like prostate.
Deposit, motherfucker.
What you want to do?
This ain't
what
you want to
do. Win and well,
motherfucker.
Win and well. Win and well, Chuck. Win and well, Chuck. Win and well, Chuck. Win and well.
This is a race show. What kind of car do you have to race?
Hold on. My teacher is on here. I ain't got no car. You said skate.
This is
said
a race
skate. I ain't got no car to race. No,
yeah,
I ain't got
you
no
need
car
to
race.
Right now.
You
what
have
mean,
a
man?
Motorcycle.
You ain't got no car to race. Leave that alone.
I ain't got none of that.
Then get out the ring, man.
Fucked up, man.
Okay.
Now you made the man say nothing physical to you. Stay out the ring, man. Just fall back.
Okay. I got you. I'm on mute.
And I got finer brawls than you, chump.
Leave it alone.
Okay.
All right, teacher. All right, teacher. All right.
Everything don't need a response,
man. Since we got rid of this fake ass goat like Rob, you can keep going.
Right, let the show go on. Everything don't need a response.
I got you, teacher. I got you.
Eddie,
hey,
come on now, pick the show up, Eddie.
What time the shift start tomorrow, Eddie?
Where Eddie at? Eddie on there trying to look at Facebook and shit.
Yeah.
That
motherfucker dreaming that he fast. That's why he don't run his own show.
Hey, Three Lug and Leon finna get it on.
God damn, I can't see none of that. That bitch got me on punishment.
Hey, Preacher Boy, where y'all at? Three Logan.
Oh, who paid?
It's going to be on Leon. He said he's going to let his son film it, so it'll be on Leon paid.
Yeah, I can't see nothing Leon got.
Who you think going to win?
You mean who they think?
I don't know, man.
Win?
I like the Chevrolet. I like the Chevrolet.
Yeah, you like the Chevrolet.
Yep.
Who pays is it on?
That's a good bet.
It's going to be on Leon. Leon said he's going to let his son go live.
Mm.
He said about Bodie. He told Bodie, he said, hey, man, Mudbone want to talk to you. He said, Buddy took off running to Mudbone and took off running, man.
I got $5 to say, don't none of them make a full hit.
Somebody else got to be out there videoing, man. Who else is there videoing?
I don't know who was videoing earlier. Oh, well, Petey probably was driving. I heard he was videoing earlier today.
Well, that's it.
I went on Petey page and I didn't see what they say he had put out there.
Then who else could have been videoing?
Mm-hmm.
Everything good.
That's probably gonna be Sunday.
Yeah. I'll be there Sunday.
Drag race, they got a golf cart race?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, that's a damn shame. I done blow my golf cart up.
You done blow your golf cart up?
I done threw God a rod,
damn. How you blow the golf cart? In the golf cart?
Yeah. I mean, hey, honestly, I'll tell you the truth. Pete rolled that motherfucker. I let Pete go to get his son. When he came back, that bitch was smoking like a pee-pee tray. Do a rock.
God, girl.
I ain't never heard of that one. No, I think that, but yeah, I have heard of
that.
Yeah.
Honestly, ask Pete. Pete, did he throw a rod for me? I'm smoking like a pee-pee tray. I don't send it out.
It was getting ready to go out, man.
Hey.
Yeah, it was getting ready to go out.
I ain't mad at him because I know I done beat the shit out of it, man. I had it on kill.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's everybody likes to turn them up. And
that's where they blow up.
People that turn them up. Yeah, exactly. That's why I do a regular golf cart. They got them over now.
The regular one, they turn the regular ones up. They take the governors off them bitches and they motherfuckers are running.
That's how they
blowing
them
up.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
they blowing them up. That's why I do
man,
a regular
golf
cart.
Hey, man, my golf cart ain't had a regulator on that motherfucker in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, but that when he went to pull it, soon he went down on it. It was that's first time he probably had that much pressure on it. Could have been it, man, trying to pull the car back. So, But if you've had it 4 years, it had a lot of miles on it. He took that governor. I mean, he went to turn it up, and he went to pull some weight with it. You ever pulled your car with it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I don't know. It could have just been ready to go out, man.
It don't matter. I'm still driving. It worked last night. But I had retuned it because I heard you had a lot of people.
You had a lot of people.
I had to find some else to drive it. Trans brake ain't working.
Oh man!
Well, I got two, man. I got. I'll tell you about it later. I'll start promoting after Sunday.
Okay.
Start promoting it. You
gotta have a handicap. Hey, you need to have a handicap golf cart race. Cause I can't fuck with these motherfuckers that can torque them bitches up. Them motherfuckers can torque them up and leave.
Hey.
Hey,
I'm not even driving.
If you're gonna have a handicap golf race, make sure they take off one of their motherfucking rear wheels. Not your handicap.
Oh man, yeah. It's,
now, hey, listen.
After this weekend, I'm tired.
Stop
promoting the race.
Listen, you know when that little boy won that race, I was so motherfucking
yeah.
man. I had whooped everybody. And it got down to me and him. He was able to torque that bitch up, and I couldn't. I was mad the motherfucker. I ran him down, but I couldn't leave with him.
Yeah, them big wheels he had a rollout, but once he get out there, it started slowing them down.
Right, it slowed them
they
down.
They look good. They look good.
I can run mile per hour. He was able to 60 on me.
Yeah, the big wheels, they're going 60, but then it slowed down. Put somebody on there real little.
I'm trying to get me a new driver.
I drive.
I did.
I'm your huckleberry.
You Eddie?
Yeah.
Huh?
I'm your huckleberry.
Man.
Nigga, you in a motherfucking Hummer car already? You don't need to be on no goddamn
Hell no.
This thing on a Hummer ride, somebody, he's my Uncle Barry. His battery fucking out. We don't
know
how to get his ass back
home. God. I can hook a bear. Damn, that's good. Oh, man. Chuck.
Yo.
You down, Uncle Chuck? And
yo.
That damn baby scandal. Baby scandal looking good. I swear it's looking good. Getting there.
Yo, what's
up? I'm going to name it. Baby scandal.
It indeed painted.
I'm gonna have it looking just like yours, but it's gonna be called Baby Tim.
Bad news.
I fixed it.
That ain't it. That ain't a good thing. It might run like here too, and all you gonna do is get fucked up.
Daddy, I don't get fucked up.
You don't?
No.
Why? Because you don't race? You don't race? Follow me. And if you don't get fucked up.
More motherfucking races than y'all race, period.
Your turn, Ed.
He ain't got no more turns after that. What the fuck is he talking about?
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Boy, I'm going to try to find some wheels like yours. I don't need no scoop. It's just a daily drive. I don't need no scoop. So. But it's going to be a female in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finally got what you want.
Uh-oh. Is they ready, Eddie? I want to see the pass. Let me see.
I'm trying. I ain't nothing popped up yet.
I'm going to take them all day. Because so. The track closed at 10, so they got to do what they got to do.
He was putting the bottles in the car when I was talking to him.
Oh, okay.
I think they're supposed to. That's tomorrow they're supposed to race or something? No, tomorrow they're supposed to run, right?
No, this is just some little shake down. Yeah.
Now, Three Love finna race, race Leon.
Three
okay.
Love finna run
Don't
Leon.
Don't you believe it.
You know it's not a race.
Oh, shit.
It's just going down.
You know
them
boys racing.
It's just going down the track, man.
You're right, they're going down the track together.
Okay,
they say they racing, man. That's what the man told me.
No, man. They just going, you know, they ain't going to never race each other.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
All it takes is the loser or the winner crack a joke on the loser. Them motherfuckers going to be into it like a hotcake.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Ooh-wee.
Not
yeah, I don't think so.
They ain't gonna try to beat each other. They just getting the pass. They just getting the pass. That's all.
Right, they just getting the pass. Telling you right now, if a motherfucker crack a joke on a loser, it's gonna be hell on wheels.
It's
gonna be another Vaughn. It's gonna be another Vaughn and Zay.
If they go to the 8 mile, who's gonna win?
The one to get there first?
I'm like, all right, don't everybody speak at the same time.
That's what I'm saying. Ain't nobody saying nothing. Who's going to get there first?
I said it.
That's why I said
you don't count because you don't race.
Oh, damn. He crazy out of the count again.
Hey, Big Eddie.
Yeah.
I tell you, like, don't you be out here promoting these fake races. Stop that bullshit.
Yeah, that's all. They just going for a shakedown, man.
Right. They say they're going to shake down together. Stop saying that aftermarket shit. But that ain't real.
Well, I was just saying what the man told me, preacher boy.
Then don't repeat the bullshit.
They're going to shake down their cars, man.
Stop doing that shit, man.
They ain't never running.
A bullshit.
It makes you look bad. Make you look like an asshole repeating stupid shit. Common sense tell you don't repeat this shit.
A bullshit.
Eddie, you're lucky I can't find that little thing. Man, look for that motherfucker.
Hey, Eddie. What you don't understand is right now, you got to start doing better than the shit you do because they treat you like leftovers
from Sam's show. The Sam as I wasn't even on Sam's show last night, but they said they had a moment of silence. Now you get your ass on the show and ain't got nothing to say but some bullshit lies. You talking about goat, Rob. Rob is a goat. He's a billy goat. Now you talking about Three Lug and all them racists. Stop saying them goddamn lies. We're going to start a show.
Hey, preacher boy, you're going to make Rob put your ass on the list. You better be cool, man. Stay in the bushes, man.
Hey, Rob couldn't fuck with my used condom. So do you think I'm worried about a motherfucker, Rob?
God.
I'm not thinking about no motherfucker like that. Rob, goddamn it, Rob beat me and won't even get out again. Hey, Rob, listen, man. Rob like a man in high heel shoes. A motherfucking bitch.
What? A bullshit?
Hey, he like vanilla ice, a one-hit wonder. He hit and never come back. So I ain't even thinking about a nigga like a Rob. Now you get a bullshit.
I didn't do that.
I've been looking for whoever did it. I need it on my phone because I like that bullshit. A bullshit. That's my little boy. I adopt that little boy. If I can find that little boy,
yeah,
I adopt him. Hey, that's the best little white boy they could have ever came out with.
I don't know, man, but if a woman wants a man with sensitivity, all she got to do is goddamn hang around our motherfucking ass, because some of these motherfucking heads are real sensitive.
Listen, baby. Don't play that.
Yeah.
A bullshit. Listen, man. You want your rating to go up. Playing that bag of
yeah,
shit.
Man. Yeah, I want to go up to the sky. Nah, I really don't give a fuck, man. I just want to get on here and have fun with y'all guys, man.
Please stop playing that gay ass on your show talking about these faggot ass niggas, man, with that gay shit.
Damn.
You can do better than that, man.
I'll give you a show, preacher boy. You wanna have a show? God damn it, show me how to do
man,
this shit.
Nigga don't like me. You don't wanna get no show. Them nigga don't like me.
They don't like me either, man, because I don't play with what they go along to get along shit. Don't see how many motherfuckers ain't on here tonight, but you need to be on here.
I ain't gonna go along to get along, man.
I ain't gonna do it. I don't give a fuck.
You know,
as long as I got Chuck my best friend, I don't need nobody else, man. Chuck my best friend. That's all.
You know I ain't gonna suck no nigga dick. I'm gonna tell them like the TIA is. So they not gonna fuck with me.
Yeah, man.
Now you wanna get on here and start doing that gay shit. The motherfucker don't wanna follow that gay shit, man. We like you, Eddie. Some of us do. The ones that don't like you, you tell them to kiss your ass when you got diarrhea. See? You
yeah, man.
Doing shit. Fuck these people, man. Don't ruin your show. You know how dogs say it? Man, get down or lay down. Fuck off. They're going to race or they're not going to race. Hey, man, let me show you something, man. Let me just check this out. Our race season started when? In April or May?
Yeah.
Now, if it was April, fuck it. If I'm going to give it to May. When our race season started, I was one of the first ones at Ontario and Farnborough. I blowed up as Ontario did. I hurt myself. And Vaughn got them hurt his back. It ain't been no motherfucking drag race nowhere until Vaughn and Carmelo race. Do you see how long that was?
Yeah, it's a pretty long time, man. But we did see Cole Blue fuck that boy from Detroit, and we saw couple more races and what you call wrecked the car there trying to race Hootie.
But what Leon I'm telling you, everybody got here. Race cars. All these race cars we got out here, it should be a race car. Every person. You know what? You got old grief, goddamn.
He
lying.
He's
lying
right now.
All right.
All the waiting is over there tomorrow. They ain't got to worry about it. All they hollering about, we ain't seen no race there. Nobody did.
Oh, yeah.
You better see something and do something.
Hey, they just forgot, man. Old Ryan had been out there racing. Bob went out there, but he blowed up. He had to get back together. Well, I don't know if he blowed up, but he ain't get back
race.
Out.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm talking about everybody can go out of town.
Oh, in Chicago. Yeah, foot. Yeah.
I'm talking about right here at home.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
The problem Sasha's having is getting somewhere another lane. He's
fucking
trying to
at home. I'm talking about the people that's fucking at home, man.
Yeah.
It's enough of us right here to have a race every fucking week. Every week you're supposed to have your grease bubbling. You're supposed
and
to be
my son got to call Leon. He ain't showing three little cars.
Oh,
I want to see both of them up there.
Oh, shit. Leon might have wrecked that bitch.
What?
Oh.
In the burnout?
Oh, no. He crossed over.
Okay. I don't see no sparks.
I hope he did.
I don't see no sparks, so he probably just crossed over. He probably didn't go to the wall.
I was just saying
when he got on the other side before he could saw both cars.
Yeah, but he was way out in front anyway. But
yeah, he's way out in front.
Yeah, because he still shot over.
Yeah, he went over to the right.
Well, Leon was out front?
Way out front.
Hope you're okay.
Yeah.
It don't look like
he ain't
seen no sparks, man. Yeah. Ain't seen no spot, so he probably hit the wall.
Okay. Because
you know if Bruce got Leon Cameron, he gone. He don't give a fuck.
He gone.
Down.
Yeah, he's been running down that track.
He gone. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. He just turned the camera off, all calm and everything.
Yeah, he don't give a fuck about showing y'all that he's going out his daddy.
He's going out his daddy, that's right. He's going to check out his
daddy.
That's right. All right. But you know what, though, Chuck? That lets you know.
Yeah.
They talk about daddies. That lets you know there's some good daddies in this world.
Well, listen,
all
daddies
ain't dead.
I'm going to tell y'all this.
There
ain't nothing y'all can hide.
I know.
When you raise somebody, you're going to raise your fullest anyway.
Huh?
Whenever you go out to test your car or you go to race somebody, you ain't going to be bullshitting with the car. You're going to make a good pass. You're going to make a good hit, regardless.
Some people.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to go out there half cock with your car. Go out there to make a hit. You're going to go out there to run the wind, and a motherfucker going to see whatever the fuck you got going on.
Yeah, y'all goddamn spies watching in the damn fleet.
Ain't no such thing as no spies. You know why? Let me tell you why.
Well, Tommy got his colors out there.
Yeah, but I'm going to break this down to him, though. Ain't no spies for the simple fact you going to race. Everybody going to see you either race or you're going to sit your ass in the stands and kiss ass. When you go out in public and run your car,
you want everybody to see it. Now, if you don't want nobody to see it, you rent the motherfucking track. You're going to rent the track, private rental, and you're going to do what you're going to do. Then you're going to turn around, and you're going to run somebody, and everybody's going to see everything that's going on, man.
Yeah, man.
So what the fuck is the difference? You got these motherfuckers out here that's going to go, or they're not going to go. Simple as that.
Ellen, you should tell us, go to a track, run right in front of them. They're not going to believe you no way.
Right, right. You're going to have, listen, you're going to have two motherfuckers down at the end with stopwatches up. You're going to have a motherfucker with stopwatches that can't even tell time. And going to be lying about your ET. Either they're going to make you faster than what you is or slower.
That's a good one, man.
One
of the two. Stopwatches don't tell time.
You already know, man. You get one of these right now, a regular clock with the regular dial without the digital shit, them bitches don't know what time it is.
You got a point there, boy. They need a phone to tell them everything.
You already know these motherfuckers out here dumb as a box of rocks.
Tommy just recorded the wreck. Leon didn't wreck.
No, you saw him.
I didn't.
Hey, you see,
I didn't say he wrecked.
Yeah, he went live on
the stood in front
of
it, but you couldn't see it.
Yeah. Tommy went live. I just seen it.
Hey, Tommy didn't
he
go live.
He crossed over, though, right?
Yeah,
he crossed over for sure.
Yeah, he crossed over.
You couldn't see it. Tommy stood in front of it, man. Tommy didn't show the car leaving.
But
so
you can see down there. You can see. You can tell down there he didn't hit nothing. That's what I'm saying, Free.
Yeah, I said that.
No, he didn't hit anything.
This is what I don't understand.
Why in the fuck would you go and call yourself videoing and stand out the way and don't show nothing? You could have just kept that to yourself then.
Sure could have.
I'm just keeping it 100.
He videotaping because us couch potato motherfuckers want to see the race.
It wasn't nothing to see. That's what I'm trying to tell you. He didn't want to show
sometimes
it.
Sometimes you see enough.
Yeah.
What you see? It wasn't nothing.
Better
to
not
see.
Seeing nothing. It's better not seeing nothing.
No, that wasn't. That was, hey, listen. That's like a woman dropping her pants.
I've seen enough.
You know. He showed it to you. You couldn't have none. What the fuck waste was that? Pull your pants up, bitch. Get out.
Mm-hmm. Don't go nowhere. Let me see again.
I didn't see the other
time. Eric, I understand. You are, you and the goat. It's just like non-racist.
Damn,
you got a barbecue grill.
Hey, preacher boy,
you better back up.
You better back up, man. Before I put Rob on your ass, man.
Listen, you got a barbecue grill.
Get off, preacher boy.
And Rob likes to run around here lying all the time. Rob always talking about what he'll do, what he could do, and what he had did. You know. And then if you go get a DNA test on the kid, hey, Rob 2'2", and all the kids 6 feet tall. Some of them is sons.
Come on, man. We ain't going to go there. We ain't going to go there, preacher boy. We ain't going to do that one.
I ain't in that one.
Preacher boy, I'm trying to tell you,
he ain't bust a grape in Watson's backyard. Just like, goddamn it, Eddie, I keep telling you, the only way you can get a talk show is being a non-racist. Think about the people that's right now in our area code that got a talk show and ain't goddamn letting the break go.
Well, preacher boy, I can't say nothing about what nobody else is, but I know what my problem is, but I don't give a damn what a motherfucker thinks. If this shit come together, I just keep my mouth shut until I can show a motherfucker.
I understand it,
but you know what I'm saying?
You're not showing by example. Listen, people follow by example. And right now, you're showing a great example, and they follow it like a motherfucker.
You ain't doing shit. They ain't doing shit. And
well, right now, preacher boy, you ain't doing shit either. Shit, at the moment.
I'm in an oil pan. Hey, listen.
Okay, well, goddammit, I got my situation too. My car sitting there on the jack stands ready to go, but I got a team I got to depend on. And when they get everything else in order, you're welcome to say hello.
Y'all got oil pressure, not letting the brake go. Goddammit, if I got 20% of oil pressure, I'm blowing this bitch up. Let me go. Last night I went out with my other car, and goddammit, tried to let it go, and it did some strange things, goddammit.
Hey man, when you see Bud and his son go, when you see that blue motherfucker go, that black motherfucker is just like me going. I'm right there with all that.
Hey, if that's the case, Big Eddie, I love you like a brother. Everything go down the track,
yes,
you getting your dick hard in. Cause you
goddamn right.
On anything, you running around here like a thot. Anything that go down, you raising your hands up.
I don't know what you're talking about there, my man. I don't know what he's talking about right there, because I stick with my fellas and that's it.
Ain't no motherfucking fellas. Cause, hey, listen, everybody out here trying to get that money, man.
Yeah. Well, just like you in the oil pan now, you gotta be right to get that money. When you starting to just put shit together, you gotta be right to get that money.
Hey, listen to me, man. My car been together since last year. I got in my car, went down south. I went all the way, got down to Alabama. Made me some shakedown, came right here and got on somebody's ass. The car was still running. It just was smoking. I wanted to fix the problem. I didn't blow up. I didn't lose no oil pressure. I broke something, and then when they told me where
I saw you, preacher boy.
Well, listen to me.
I saw you.
I ordered the part. So, as soon as that shit gets together, if that man tell me together today, I'm trying to race tomorrow. I'm going to have that motherfucker in back together.
Damn, I just missed that. Oh, there.
And I'm trying to go, Eddie.
Yeah, you're trying to go. Yeah, ain't nobody never said preacher boy won't go.
I cannot say
your
hate-ass shit no more, man. I've been on this phone for 59 fucking minutes, and out of 37 of them minutes, I heard a nigga that ain't gonna do shit tomorrow on his motherfucking show giving his opinion, man. How the fuck is this work? I'm lost, man. You gotta help me. I'm lost. How does this work? You got a nigga on the show that's telling everybody how to go fast with the slowest fucking big block in Chicago, man.
Oh,
you
shit, man.
You ass nigga, man. Go somewhere and sit down. I'm going to take the
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on,
y'all. What the fuck is you talking about?
Hold on.
Y'all got a motherfucking
phone.
This nigga got the slowest fucking big block in Chicago, man. Listen to me. If I come up pregnant, I will take out on the street car and take the motherfucking break from you, man.
Get the fuck out of here, man. You ain't shit, nigga. I'll take my street car with a small block in it and take the break from your pussy ass, man. You ain't shit,
man. I told you you got it.
Lock the fuck in. Lock the fuck in, man. Hey, man. Lock in. Don't talk me to death. Lock in.
I'm beating your ass.
Man, lock the fuck out of you. Don't talk me to death, nigga. I'm locked in.
You know you
got to
run out the door,
nigga.
You know you got to run out the
door. Man, I don't give a fuck where you want to run, man. To the 8th or the back door. This bitch ready for either one now.
You begging.
So where you
want to
take,
you got to go through the back door.
Hey man, you doing all that whooping and hating and shit, man. Get your hating ass in the corner somewhere. Sit the fuck
that's
down, man.
Problem, bitch.
Hey, take your hating puss ass somewhere. You Jerry Curl wearing motherfucker. Go get your dry Jerry Curl wearing ass down somewhere, nigga. And wait till you get some money and get your fucking car together. Stop talking that shit about everybody.
You
man.
Say get some wet.
You don't know
you
shit,
get
nigga.
Some wet.
It's them white boys. Hey man, listen. If them white boys don't sit next to your car, you another dead-ass nigga, man. Go sit your dead ass down somewhere.
Boy, you the stupidest motherfucker I know, man.
Weak bread
listen
ass.
To me,
man. Talking out of me, man. You're talking about boys. You ought to be your whole ass. You ain't talking about a white boy.
You can't do shit.
You fucking fatty dick.
Get your fatty ass.
I don't even know what the fuck you is.
Always got something to say.
Fatty ass, he white or black.
You motherfucking do, boy.
Can't no white boy control me, motherfucker. They control you, though.
Hey, listen to me, man. Listen to me, man.
The motherfucker control
bitch, you
what
you was
me.
Hey, bitch, you what you was me, bitch.
I'm a world-class boss. You know what your bitch ass do? Everything you do, you put it on video.
Hey, y'all, I got my apartment changed. Hey, y'all, I just got 2 Kotex. Hey, y'all, I took my kids to school. Who's a stupid-ass bitch?
I have a long-ass bitch. Bitch you could never fuck, nigga.
Now, here you
what
go.
What you talking about,
hey,
man? Get your faggot ass out of here. All you want to do is talk about the last fucking race you had, man. Both you niggas look like y'all was in fucking slow motion, man. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, I got paid. I made 20 bucks.
I don't give a fuck what you got, nigga. You got paid,
now,
but you ain't shit, nigga.
We do
you
this
ain't
part.
Get paid, nigga.
Gonna do
the
this
white
part.
Boys got paid. Fuck out of here, man.
You're the dumbest motherfucker in the world.
You're talking that shit, man. Your white
you
boys
the dumbest
paid,
motherfucker
nigga.
In the world.
Man.
Oh, got him, though.
Ass bitch. Get your faggot ass out of here, man.
If you say so, man.
Always somewhere talking that shit, you old ass nigga. Man, you ain't shit, nigga.
Hey,
ain't never been shit, nigga. I just told you, man, I'd take a street car.
I've been doing this shit longer than you've been around.
Take a break to your bitch ass, man.
Stupid little bitch.
Your faggot ass. I might care how long you've been doing it. You've been doing it all that time and ain't got no faster. So what the fuck are you saying?
Come back what I missed.
Hey, listen. Hey, y'all. He said I ain't got no faster. But bitch, you big. You dick-taking bitch.
You ain't got no fucking fast.
Hey, listen.
You keep
like
putting all them slow ass bitches. Hey,
you like a bitch.
You
know how to stop fucking. You know how to stop fucking.
Hey, preacher, this is what I'm going to do for you, man.
Listen,
this is what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to go build a big block. I'm going to go build a big block, and I guarantee no nigga that looks like you going to want to fuck with it, nigga.
Money can build
now,
you,
how
man?
Much you want to bet?
I didn't tell you what you had to
how
have.
How much you want
to
bet, nigga? I'm going to go build a big block, and I bet you on a bitch that looks like you going to want a problem with it, man. Now,
oh,
how much
shit.
You want to bet? How much you want to bet?
For building anything?
How much
you
want to bet, man?
Hey, you stop us from building something?
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
You heard what I said,
what
right? Say less.
Yeah.
Eddie, did you stop him?
I bet the
Eddie,
bitch don't look my way, man. How much you want to bet the bitch don't look my way?
Tell him what he had to have in his car, Eddie.
The bitch won't look my way, man.
Oh, man.
I got a small block street car right now I get on a fucking expressway with. All I want from your bitch ass is the brake, nigga. To
the
A4 out the back door. That's it. Let me start the race,
anytime I give a bitch like you a spot, you got to go out the back door,
man. Get your faggot ass out of here. You a whole bread ass nigga.
Hey, Eddie.
On this motherfucking
Eddie.
Show.
Yeah.
Off of that shit. Then you going to talk to Eddie because he excited about grand race. Motherfucker, you
spot.
Mad because you can't race, nigga? You mad because them white boys that took their purse away from you, nigga? Get your
you
faggot
stupid
ass
bitch.
Out of here.
I broke last night. Hey, listen,
man. Shut up, bitch. You ain't break
night.
Shit last night. You rotten ass
that's
nigga.
What you
ain't break shit of yours last night. Get your faggot ass
why
out of here.
You
a car bomb. Hey, man.
How much do
you
want to bet
I broke common car thief, man.
Nigga.
Get your faggot ass
I'm
out of here.
How
you car thief ass nigga, man. Get your faggot ass out of here. Getting on the show, hey, you don't want to ask Eddie why the fuck he happy because a nigga racist. Man, get your bitch ass out of here. You mad because you ain't racist.
You know
nigga.
What? You know what?
Damn.
I ain't going to argue with nobody.
No,
I
know
I
would
argue
with
people.
I thought this was a family show.
I would argue with a piece of shit.
I know, nigga, your bitch ass can't beat me in no type of way and nothing, nigga.
Fuck
you,
you're
the dumbest bitch in the world.
You ain't even worth my
time. My. You want to talk about this weak, hey, this weak-ass golf cart. Oh, her blue money, man, get your puss ass out of here, man. Go buy another $300 and get that piece of shit together, man. You a piece of shit-ass
yeah.
Nigga, man.
Damn, Jeremiah.
Oh, man.
Hey, listen, Jeremiah. Only thing you got nice, bitch, is that golf cart, motherfucking paint you got, bitch. Ain't nothing else nice you got. I mean, the motherfucking valley you paint, bitch. Ain't nothing else you got nice. Yo, faggot ass out of here, man. Yo, faggot ass out of here, man.
Damn,
always on the phone talking show. on the shit,
hey,
on the phone talking shit to
don't
a nigga that's motherfucking excited about
the
shit.
Don't
man,
try to tie my bitch up.
You acting like a nigga whose dick don't get hard, you bust ass nigga. What the fuck is you talking about?
Lord, have mercy.
My dick stay hard, long as a nigga live,
get
stay hard.
Man, get your faggot ass out of here, you faggot motherfucker.
I'm gonna be whatever you want me to be.
You's a faggot ass.
My.
Out here talking that shit on
you
the show,
shit.
Man. I get
hey,
on your
when them people finish beating
nigga.
Your ass tomorrow,
man,
hey,
stop.
Man,
stop.
When they finish beating your ass tomorrow, you have
hey, guess what? If they beat me tomorrow, I guarantee it's my motherfucking car, my motherfucking motor, nigga. I guarantee can't a motherfucker snatch my motor out after the race and go goddamn dirt racing with that bitch. Now, how much
right.
you love that people?
And Jeremiah?
I bet you can't say the same. I bet you can't say the same, man. That motherfucking white man going to take that white man, took that motor out your car. That motherfucker somewhere dirt racing with that bitch, man. Get your faggot ass
come
out
on,
of here.
Jeremiah.
Out, man.
Jeremiah.
Get the fuck
damn.
Out of here, man.
Your word.
Man, stop. Get your faggot
Jeremiah.
Ass out of here.
Your word.
You get on the show talking that whole red ass shit. You poor ass bitch. Stop talking that shit,
damn.
You motor-balling ass bitch. What the fuck is you talking about, man?
Hey,
I want to question the man about being happy about a motherfucking racer, man. Eddie, support me, bitch. I've been on the show for an hour, nigga. I just chose not to say nothing until I kept me and your bitch ass on here capping, nigga. All that motherfucking
oh, man,
that's
the capping.
Man, go sit your pussy ass down somewhere, nigga.
Hey, I guarantee this bitch ain't going to bust a break in the next 2 weeks.
Man,
gonna be
this
my
nigga on
the
phone, Captain. Hey, guess what? My car on the back of my trailer right the fuck now as we speak,
that's
nigga.
Up.
I
locked
can start
in for
this
the
bitch
mom.
Up with my motor on. With my motor, nigga, this motherfucking car, I start this bitch up right now.
Yes,
what are you talking about, boy?
Hey, man, you better be glad I tore up last night because I was going to beat your ass.
Man, I better be glad shit.
Mom.
You wasn't going to do shit, bitch. You wasn't going to look my fucking way, man. Get the fuck out of here.
You stupid
in
a motherfucker,
bro. Man, you wasn't going to look my way. You a bitch, man. You wasn't going to look my way, nigga.
Well, that's what you
say. I got
say.
A street car, nigga. I got a stock suspension street car. Fuck is you talking about?
You
I got an E-Way with
like
this bitch, nigga.
Boy. Listen to me, man.
Man,
you got
stop.
With a bitch
hey,
a
preacher.
Boy.
Hey, preacher boy. Preacher
man.
Boy. Don't
you
talk
know,
to me about a Ford, bitch. Hey, preacher boy, don't talk to me about a Ford, bitch. I got a motherfucking motor sitting right now, motherfucker. I kill your pussy ass with, nigga. I ain't got
to. You need to be putting it in.
Because you niggas ain't enough for it, nigga.
You need to hurry up and put it in. You need to hurry up and put it in.
For what? You ain't going to. Hey, them white boys ain't going to motherfucking let you see that motor before the year out. So what the fuck I got to do that for?
Hey, bro. You got the
man, don't call
up.
Me, bro.
You
shit, nigga.
Dick.
Call me when
you
got a fucking car to race, man.
Well, you don't know nothing
dick
about me,
sucking
man.
Ass, hoe. On this motherfucker.
You know you're
home talking that shit to my
you
man Eddie like that, man. Get your puss ass out of here. Hey, I like what Terrio
hey.
Say. I'm sucking on my own dick because I got my own shit. Can't a white
yeah.
boy stop my fucking program, nigga. Me and you are not
that
the
means-
same.
That mean we all, hey, that mean we sucking
me and
our
you
dick.
Are not the same.
You sucking everybody's dick. You
man,
sucking
stop.
Everybody
me and
dick.
You are not the same. That white
you're right.
man tell you,
I'm
you ain't doing shit,
you,
nigga. You ain't doing shit.
Better than you will.
Man, stop. You ain't better than shit, nigga. You sitting around here scraping and scrounging, man. Motherfucker, you ain't shit, nigga. That's why your car ain't ready, nigga. Because you told you out here hating on other niggas.
Hey, you can never beat
me.
You can never
beat
me.
Yeah, preacher boy, I didn't stop all that playing and talking. You know, just to have fun on the show about my car. So I just try not to say nothing until it happened because it ain't happening fast enough for me. But I got to tell you,
hey,
man,
Eddie,
when I get that
Eddie,
motherfucker together,
Eddie.
I'm about to make you a believer, man.
Hey, Eddie, fall back. This ain't about you. It's about this big
yeah.
fucking dick. And I want y'all to remember it's on your show.
When I fire up.
Oh, it's recorded. It's been recorded.
Preacher boy, you heard what I said,
bet.
Nigga. When you fire up, I'm going
to
take the motherfucking break from you, nigga. I ain't, hey,
I want him to bet like
a
nymph moving now.
Hey, Eddie, before I take it back, I add on to it. When a bitch fire up, I'm going to take the motherfucking head up break from him, man. Hold me
yes, sir.
And I want him to bet like his lip moving now. He said I had to wait a minute.
Hey, listen, preacher boy, this is what I need you to know, man. I don't bet a lot of money, preacher. It's not because I can't bet a lot of money, motherfucker. I just don't, man. And all that shit. You got all them white boys.
I want to, you just
told
me all the shit I got.
No, man, I don't need nobody to bet with you, preacher boy.
I don't either.
Preacher boy, I'm gonna bring my own check tomorrow. I don't need a motherfucker to bet with me, man.
Nobody bet with me then. Hey, man.
Man, stop. Get your faggot ass out of here, man. You had to get them white boys their percentage, man. Get your whole ass out of here, nigga. I know what time it is,
man. Do you want to bet?
Man, stop.
Hey, do you want to bet?
Man, stop.
Want to bet?
Hey, preacher boy, I don't want to bet you shit you can't afford to lose,
I know
man.
You don't.
I don't
you can't afford
bet.
To bet. I know you
man,
don't.
Man, sound like I got a nail in my tire. What the fuck?
You got a nail in your ass.
Oh, man.
Hey, preacher boy. Hey, preacher boy. I got a nail in my tire. I just bought 6 brand new tires for the dually a couple days ago. Guess what? If I want another 6, motherfucker, I go buy them first thing Monday morning. Me and you are not the same, bro. Me and you are not the same, preacher boy. So stop.
You right. You know what?
Stop talking that shit to me, man.
Right.
We not the same,
I
bro.
Make a phone call.
Man, stop. Preacher boy, you's a fuck. You a thief, man. You a common ass
first
thief,
of all,
man. We not the same,
I wouldn't have a nail
to me. Okay, you a common fucking thief, bro. We not the same, bro. So stop talking.
Hey,
stop talking
to me,
that shit to me, man.
Hey, man, if you die and come back,
stop.
Listen to me.
Man,
if
stop.
You die and come back, bitch,
preacher,
you shouldn't be me.
Preacher, don't say that. Preacher, I wouldn't
you
want to be
kidding,
you,
man.
I don't want to
you
be
ain't
pole,
kidding,
nigga.
Man.
I would
you ain't
never
kidding,
want
man.
To be pole. You a pole-ass West Side nigga, man. You pole, nigga. You pole. You probably got
man.
Most in your crib, man. You pole.
I'm what? I'm what?
You pole. You a pole-ass West Side nigga, boy. You pole. You a non-West Havid-ass nigga, boy. You pole. Stop talking to
oh,
that, man.
Man.
I keep telling you that, man.
That is
nigga,
so
you 50 fucking years old. You can't see me, nigga, in no type of way. On your best fucking
man,
day, nigga, you can't
hey,
see me.
Hey, listen to me, man. To be honest,
hey, man,
to be
you
honest,
what
if,
I said.
If
hey,
you
listen,
was working,
man,
if
hey,
you
I
was
get
working,
up and go to work
you.
Every motherfucking day,
I buy
the public school system, man.
You understand
you
what I just said?
Me
if you was
hey,
working, I'd buy
you. Can't
but I don't like that.
Preacher boy, stop. Preacher boy, stop.
Damn.
You couldn't buy shit around. Hey, preacher boy, stop.
Well, I said I'd
buy shit around
you,
nigga. Man, stop. You could
like
not, bitch. Preach. I'm
if you didn't have a little
hair
on your head,
you
if you had a little hair on your head, bitch, I had you working.
You talking dumb. Yeah, you talking dumb now.
No. You ain't shit.
You
could buy shit.
You couldn't buy shit. You couldn't buy shit. I fuck
I
with
had you
nigga,
sucking
bitch.
Dick for a living, bitch. You
man, stop.
Damn.
But boy,
man, you a
poor
ass
like you, boy. God damn,
man,
boy.
You was a poor ass. You a poor ass nigga, boy. That's what the fuck you are. You was a poor ass nigga.
On another note, it's race day tomorrow. So who all ready? Y'all ready for tomorrow? What up, man? What up?
You know I'm ready,
up,
Bon.
What up, Bon?
Hey, Bon. Ask preachers he ready. Ask preachers he ready. Let's see what he say.
Oh man.
Ask him is he ready. Ask him, Bon. Ask him. Hey,
I'm asking that. I'm asking everybody in the
hole. Hey, Bon. Hold on. I tore up last night. Call Ryan and ask him, did I break last night?
Man, Vaughn, I don't
know
about if you broke last night.
Man, stop sucking dick, bitch. Ain't nobody talking to you. I
oh,
told
ass,
you,
nigga.
When I give a dog a bone, then you open your mouth.
Man,
kill
your bitch ass
get the
out
fuck
of here,
up.
Man.
You ain't
no
hit,
shit.
Hey, listen.
You ain't racing you shit, you ain't doing
up.
Shit, bitch, and you ain't shit.
Set the fuck
shut
up.
The fuck up.
Try this dick in
hey,
your
hey,
ass.
Hey,
and boy, you gonna be,
hey, Eddie.
Hey, you
hey,
gonna,
big
ass
bitch.
Yeah,
hey, Big Eddie, hey, hey, Big Eddie, I'm going to say it to you like this. Now, he just got through talking
mm-hmm.
about his golf cart blew up or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? He just said that, right? Hey, Eddie, guess what? I'm with my guy right now at the golf cart place because I saw a motherfucking line hanging on my golf cart. If I'm lying, I'm flying right now. I'm standing at the golf cart spot right now getting my shit fixed. Bitch, why yours not fixed? I'm at
oh,
the golf
man.
Cart spot right now, man. The man opened his fucking shop up at 10 o'clock at night to get my shit together. Why the fuck you ain't together, nigga? You want me to give you his number?
I like that.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna send you a picture of me currently right now, Eddie. Send you a picture of me currently right now. Just so you know, when I say this shit, I ain't stunned in front and all the rest of that. These niggas get on this phone with all that cap and shit. That's where I'm at right now. Right now. Right now as we speak, this is where I'm at right now. Did it come to your phone?
Yes, sir. Yeah,
what
I guess.
You see happening right now, Big Eddie? What you see happening right now?
Oh, let me go back. Let me go back. Are you talking about you just sent something else other than the yellow one?
I just sent a picture to you right now. It should be to your phone right now.
It ain't came through yet. I'm waiting.
All right, it should come through in a second. Okay. Yeah, it's loading up now. Yeah, it should be through that now.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
That's a different one. That's a different one, ain't it?
No, that's the same one. That just looks better.
This the one you had your kids riding around on?
Yeah. Yup.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why I keep talking to these poor-ass niggas, man. Talking that shit to me, man.
How much you trying to lift them up like that? Yeah.
Hey, Jim out. Hey, Jim out.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
Jim out. The body on my dog
costs
more than that.
Hey, Jim out. Jim out. Jeremiah. Can you do me a favor, man? Can you do me a favor, man? Stop poking your chest out, man.
There
you don't
go.
Have to
there
do it,
go.
Man. We already know you hold it, man. Don't you ain't got to put
go.
You
like
got to
that.
Do that shit.
Hey,
leave
hey,
that shit
hey,
alone,
hey,
man.
Listen to me, hey Eddie. Hey Eddie,
what make you do that?
Yeah.
My body costs more than all that shit that bitch got together right there on that drag last golf cart he got.
That's a nice looking golf cart, boy. I don't even know what kind of golf cart this is.
Damn, these feet bad, boy. Yeah, hey, I'm a whoever wanna, you know, I got a good man. This is my buddy, man. Like, you take care of me, man. Y'all want to get your golf cart done up nice, and he gonna have. I'm gonna take some of his business cards so I can have him out there with me tomorrow.
Yeah, bring a business card.
All right, I got you.
Where you located at?
All you gotta do is go live like you do everything, yo.
Where is this? What is it? New Lenox. Yeah, right by where we street race at. Yep. Well, right by 66. About 5 minutes away from 66,
Yeah. Yes, sir. Those some big-ass wheels you got on that, Jeremiah.
You like them? Yeah,
hell yeah.
I'd like to have fun, man. I just don't like, people talking shit to good people, man. I don't like that. I don't like that bullshit.
Well, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you, boy. I'm going to beat the fuck out of you.
Hey,
I'm betting money you don't go.
Yeah, Bodie got to get repainted up, I see.
I think I want to go with that push bar set up.
What? What'd he say?
Yeah, it's nice.
Help Big Drag stand out there.
Damn, this the one I wanted, man.
What you looking at, Eddie?
Leon Lyron.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Oh, no, nobody. Yeah, well, they out of the track tonight. They ain't doing nothing, though.
That brake gonna tear his ass up. Oh, man. He landed down.
Who was that? Who was that, Eddie?
Bodie.
Oh, yeah, he just made an ugly pass with the blue car.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looking real good. He hooking and booking.
Yes, sir, he hooking and booking. He flying down there.
Yep, that's what he doing.
Oh, Leon just tricked on the motherfucker getting over. He ain't got no helmet on. I wonder if they're going to stop him. Leon said, he ain't got no helmet on.
You see them lines? Hey, Eddie, you see them lines of pack?
Hey, little Pete.
I'm going to put them in the track tomorrow. You got small block Camaro. Gonna be out there tomorrow. You gotta call him next week. Get it there.
You hear a lot of street cars. I'm gone. Well, y'all done got super quiet on here. Vaughn, you
yeah,
know what I'm
Yeah, this guy on his funky ass breath start talking. Good to show.
Oh, man.
But, hey, Eddie, I want you to note that shit, what he said now.
It's recorded, man. The show is recorded.
Eddie, I ain't going nowhere. Take a picture, write it down, all of that. I take the break.
Hey, Eddie, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be real nice. What I'm going to do, I'm gonna run Terry and him the same day. I don't want to miss him.
Okay.
I'm gonna run him that same day. I'm gonna lock them both in.
Oh, Terry wants some get back, man.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna run them both the same day. I'm gonna lock them both in. 5 on 25, both of them, or better. They can raise the roof if they want to. I don't give a fuck. I ain't hear him say nothing to him. I might cave this roof in, Eddie.
Yeah.
Teach him about fucking with legends. They're in a homosexual place.
Well, I'm glad he came on here and got you off my back, preacher boy, man. You
oh,
all
yeah.
My
you
back,
know,
man.
Hey, Eddie.
I appreciate
I get on
that.
Your back all the time. I call you personally and get on your back, don't I?
Yeah, but you see they don't like that, man. So you just
man,
better
look,
back up on me,
like,
man.
Hey,
you going to have, you
like
already got Rob.
Like
you already got Rob at your ass. Now you got Jeremiah at your ass. And then I'm at your ass.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Man, I love that. Mean I got access.
You want to the track of my head?
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be that kid, Lord permit.
I hear you.
Hey, kid, you cooking them all?
Yes, sir. That's what you know they're not doing. Getting that meat together.
Huh?
He over, I told him you was over there getting that meat together now.
Which way you going, Eddie? You coming up 80 to 39 or what?
Probably, no. What's that, 355? Take 294 to 355. Yeah.
What the fuck are you going 294 to 355 for?
Because I'm right there by 294. Slice on over.
You'd be better off taking 80 to 39 and go north.
Man, 39, long ride, man. As it go in the angle, it's going a different angle. It's a little longer
going to,
from out
going
this
to the
way.
Track is a long ride.
Yeah, but it's a little longer going to 39. Look at it. 39 be going west towards Iowa. And then when you get it, you're coming back as you go down. You catch 294 and then catch what's it called, and you go right on across to 39 in. And when you catch 39 in, you're closer. It take about maybe 2 hours that way.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Should I take 294 to 88 to 39?
That's what it is, 88 to 39. Didn't 88 used to be 5 or something like that?
Yep.
That I'm not sure.
But I don't understand why people on the south side don't go straight out 80 to 39.
Tell you, it's quicker that 80, way, man.
Like you say, 80, you further south from it. 88 puts you, I don't know how many miles closer in between the two expressways,
yeah,
but 88 is definitely closer.
Yeah.
But like I say, if you hop on 294, it's going. You got your choice right there. I mean, you just to me, I think it's easier to take 294 to 88.
Yeah, it's gonna be better.
And once you
get right
that,
on 294 at 167. I get on 57.
Yeah, once you pass your Oasis, you ride.
You ride.
Learn something new, Chuck. Learn something new. Get
yeah, take 294 to 88.
Hey,
yeah,
hey,
man.
Uncle Larry. Hey, Uncle Mudbone. Y'all been around this motherfucker, one of these highways in a long motherfucking time. And y'all don't know how to get a Byron. Come on, dude. Really?
We talking about the quickest way of getting there from where we at.
Byron, the brake track ain't in Rockford. It's across the street from Rockford.
It's in Byron. It's in Byron. That's why we call it Byron Raceway.
Byron, Illinois, man. Byron, Illinois,
right.
Man. God damn, y'all act like y'all don't know where the fuck y'all going.
Now, baby, we're talking about the quickest way to get there, man. It's about the quickest way to get there. Ain't nobody knowing where they're going.
Both of y'all. Both of y'all stay. Y'all go 80 west and grab goddamn it 39 and ride that bitch. That ain't what I said. No, it ain't. Well, if you got, now listen, I apologize. Now, if you live somewhere that's quicker. I understand that. But if you coming from the south side, from the sticks in the south side, as far as like Tinley Park, shit like that, man, grab 80 west, man, to grab 39, man, come on with it, man. That's the only thing I'm saying. Now, if you somewhere in between, that is something different.
Well, I mean, if you right there, then you got 294 right there, too. You might well grab 294.
Yeah, but the thing is about it, this here, they act like they ain't got sense of direction, Uncle Mark. God damn. We ain't doing nothing but going to Byron.
Hey, who he listening to talk, Mark? Who the hell you listen to talk? Because I said, take 294 to 88 to 39. That's the quickest way from where we at.
That's the quickest way.
And kid was saying, go all the way across 80.
That's a long ride,
man.
Right. For me, I got 290 at 88. So why would I go
right.
way to 90?
That's all you got.
Right.
That's
well,
not,
well,
why would you? That would be some dumb
you
shit for you, baby. We ain't talking about you. Why would you go to 80? It seemed like you lost to even say that shit. Why don't you come from the west side and go to 80?
If somebody got time and don't know how the fuck to get there, they can take the dumb route. The dumb route is to take Higgins all the way there. Take 72, take you all the way there.
Straight down. Eight speakers take them straight to the track.
Hey, they maybe them way closer than we is on that west side. Shit.
Hey, listen. That's the dumb way. They can take Lake Street and go straight to the track.
Look at that. See, preacher boy know that too. See, I don't know nothing about leaving from that west side. I had to be GPSing.
Right, but I'm saying, it's easier for us to take 88 all the way down, but if they ain't trying to pay the toll to be cheap, you can take Lake Street and take forever, but it takes
right.
you straight to the
exactly.
track.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what I'm saying to you is this here. Why would I live way on, goddammit, in Oak Park, go way to, goddammit, 90, and goddammit, the 290, goddammit, 5 minutes away. I'm gonna take 290 to 88 and goddammit pay the tolls and keep it moving. You just see what I'm saying?
You goddamn right. I'm paying them tolls. Ain't no problem about that.
Hey, yeah.
But I was just trying to explain the kid.
Yeah.
I was just trying
I'll
to train the kid how far he gonna go away to get 39, but if he come 294 and 88, he'd be there in no time. And then when he get 39, it'd be closer to him, a closer outweight.
Yeah, the way kid talking about, he going in an L shape. You know, at least
yeah,
294
an L
is
shape.
Going on an angle. You going
no,
on?
No, it ain't really. It ain't really an L shape, Mark. It's the L will be tilted some because it ain't straight down.
Now this regular travel, right? Now they say 57, it gets you quicker down south than 55, but 55
gonna
depend
on where
you're at. 57 gonna end you up on 55, right? Right? Now listen to me. Now I can run Harlem or Cicero up to 55. I don't have to run 30 miles to 57 to get out of my way. I can just jump on 55 and get my eagle on.
It still
that makes common sense to me.
Problem.
Oh, I'll be there before you. And this and that. No, they taught you that your geographical standard is what they taught you. What you starting from, baby?
That's what I'm trying to tell him, D. That's what I'm trying to tell him. Where you starting from?
It depends on where you're starting from.
Thank you, brother. That's
the
only thing I was saying.
Next man might be closer to
57. Hey, D. 57 right next to me. I know people used to get on 80 and go to 55 when I can get on 57 mm-hmm. and be up and goddamn it at 55 in a nice little time.
Yeah.
Instead of going all the way over to 55, I'm going south already.
You're going to be in Kankakee while they trying to get back at 57.
Yeah.
It depends on where you're starting from.
Yeah,
and that's only Bro D. That's the only thing I was saying because Harriet Tubman only know her route to get to freedom. You dig what I'm saying? So if I'm close to freedom, why would I go out my way to try to get
freedom?
And I'm right next door to
Harriet.
That's it.
You got deep on that one, baby. You got a little deep on that one.
Yeah, I swear, he went to history. He took up the history.
Harriet Tubman only know her route
Good. Only know him Ralph. Yeah, man,
who's
baby.
Who's gonna know that about tomorrow? That's what I want to talk about. Who's gonna know that about tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
So, what all yeah. races happening tomorrow, Big Eddie?
Yeah, the ones that only I know about is the ones I had wrote down last week, but I heard a few more had been added since then. I can't remember what they was, but we got Mudbone versus Bodie. That's an ass whooping for Bodie. We got Ryan versus Vic, the two ladies racing. We got Peanut versus Steve. Then we got Peanut versus Canelo. Then we got Vic versus Jeremiah with the Toe Tiger, then Vic versus Ryan. Two ladies right there. Oh, I had put that down already. God damn, I didn't say that twice. And Lenny versus Freddie. Yeah.
When Jeremiah
Lenny
was
versus
on,
Freddie.
I heard Jeremiah.
Yeah, he was on. He's at he said he was at the golf cart place getting his car. His golf cart together. He said, you got the car ready. He loaded. Got the car behind him already. Yeah. And then the possibilities, we got Terrio versus Big Jerry and Big Drag versus Didi. Now, that'd be a nice one there.
That one right there is worth the price of admission.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man.
Hey, I don't know how true it is, but I heard a rumor that little Vinny and Tidy Bo was locked in. I don't know if it's going to be a drag race.
Yeah, I heard that. That was one of them I heard. That's right. I think that's a drag race. Tidy Bo's going to be locked in with little Vinny, I think, and somebody
yeah,
else.
I think yeah. I don't know. I don't say it or funny, but it is a drag race.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
That'll be a good one.
Hey, them boys get out there and get down, man. It's going to be a nice time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if y'all see Bodie out there, tell him he can come over by my tent. I'll give him my autograph and take a picture with him.
Oh, man. You rough on Bodie. Bodie said he's looking for any big guy. Period.
Yeah, he's shaking down too, boy.
Hey, Soft had a T-shirt, so he'll feel at home. Your ass has just been whooped by Clock Soft Racing.
Yes, sir.
Not Clock Soft.
Yes, sir.
Man, Bodie said he's looking for anybody with a big towel. Bring him to me. Put the ATVs on that. Give it out. Bring somebody to him.
I didn't know he had been up against the wall with that car. So he got that left quarter there.
Up there rocking.
Sitting there with no. No. He had to do that before he come here. There ain't no paint on it.
Well, you know,
no
he had said come hell in hot water. He was making drag race. Good thing.
Oh, yeah. And boy, his son, car, I ain't seen his son car make no pass. I think he got it, too.
That's that silver Camaro?
Yep. Yeah.
Now, what
that
motherfucker
got a
new
video out, boy. Ooh-wee. Ain't no time.
Ain't no time. Okay. Just didn't race tomorrow, man. Okay.
Oh yeah. I'm pretty sure they're gonna try to do it while it's still light out.
Mudbone. Hey, Uncle Mudbone, quick question.
Yes, sir.
Quick question, Mudbone. Didn't Mudbone whoop the gray car, the white car already?
Well, nah, he whooped
that blue.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
The blue.
They going back at it again.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I was
yeah.
trying to make sure.
And we ain't had time to do no shakedowns, man. We got to try to shake down at the track tomorrow. I hope everything go well.
Yeah. Try to work
and we didn't want to do that. We wanted to just come out there and fuck him up. But we ran into some problems and couldn't get the car ready to go. You know, when you have to wait on them parts, man, that's some bad shit.
When you got to wait on them parts, yeah. It's a what?
It's a motherfucker. Okay. You under their time. You on their time.
But when you got that auto zone shit, the motherfucker don't understand that.
Yeah, man. I just want them to go and get them cars all the way straight the way they want them so we can go and play with my car. And I hate to wait, but I got to wait. It's just all to it. It ain't like I used to be. I can't get out there and do it myself. Because if I could get out there and do it myself, I'd be in the garage fucking now. Well, we used to be in the garage all night long, goddammit. My wife used to get mad to my, you going to come in the house? Yeah, as soon as I get through with this car. I'm right there in my garage, goddamn, in the backyard. My garage behind my house. And she be up there mad because I'm in the garage.
Hey, you know, sometimes women be jealous of your car. Like you got another woman over there. You out the garage.
Yeah, man. Yeah, me and little Mike Mill, we'd be out there changing a motor, changing some parts, pulling a cam in and out of some shit. She didn't give a fuck out at home doing it. I wasn't in the house. You know how we used to do, Mark? You used to be with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in the days, we used to be over there in Bleep Garage. We went and visited Ray Lowe. My man told us, hey, y'all ain't got enough for Ray Lowe. We took the car on the trailer and went over there and visited Raylo and told, man, the car ain't ready, man. We got to do this tomorrow night. Raylo said, all right.
Shit,
we went right back over the garage and stuck that other piece down in there. Next day, we were ready like a motherfucker.
Shit, in the garage all night, falling asleep over
all
the
night.
Slicks and shit in the corner and shit.
Yeah, man. And we were mad because we got through so fast. Then we had to wait till the sun come up because his mama was going to cut us out if we just fired that car up and woke up the neighbor. So we had to sit there and wait until the sun come up, man.
Hey, what about the time after I gave Bleep my wife's Firebird, we all went to the Grove and nine of us in one hotel room. Trying to Nigga,
yeah,
on the floor, on the bed. On the
desk, ass ain't
trying to get this track and watch
this
car run.
We had Mark and my other buddy in the bed, and I went in there and jumped on the motherfucker bed. The motherfucker bed broke. Bam! They never woke up. Them motherfuckers sleep. When they woke up the next day, the bed was on the floor. They were like, Mark was like, damn, what happened, man? We said, man, y'all was humping each other and broke the bed.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man, I said, God damn. Do you remember that, Mark? The bed was on the floor when y'all woke up?
Yeah, I remember that. When we couldn't fix that shit, we left out of there. I don't know who the room was charged to, but I know somebody, we had to come up Annie up.
I think it was a Bleep name. It was either Bleep name or Garen name. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
boy,
we used to have some
that.
Fun, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, I got a good one for you. Rest in peace, Joe. Remember when
yes, sir.
Joe got off work and come up to the gas station and Bleep and him and took the saws off and cut the quarters out of.
That was me and Bleep did that. Yeah. That was me and Bleep did that. We took the car. Yeah, almost fainted. He said, man, y'all got him on that. He walked around and seen the quarters. He said, oh, shit. We took it down to my daddy's shop. My uncle gave us that big ass Zaza boy. We went to work.
They put some 1100s on their car, didn't
they? Yeah, there was 11s or 20. Yeah, there was 11. There was some tall ass 11s. And that was the day after we put them up on that. The a couple of days after Keith, we went to race Keith now, and did a burnout with them little 900s on there, and they bust in the burnout. Remember? So we couldn't get the race on. Them motherfuckers, we was crazy as hell, man. Them motherfuckers was showing treads before we went out there. And we took the ones out there, got the burnout, and that shit said, boom! And sat down. We got it back home. Yeah. Bleep said, I got these over here, but they ain't going to fit. Yeah. We put them on, and they were rubbing like a motherfucker. Joe left the keys. I'm going to leave y'all the keys. I got to go to work. I said, all right, Joe. I said, Bleep. I said, we got a Zaza, man. We go cut this shit out. Bleep said, hell yeah, let's go. We jumped in there, man, went down to my daddy's shop. Came back, parked the cop right where Joe headed at. He got up. He started walking around the car. Damn, y'all got him on there, huh? Then he said, his head just dropped. Oh, man. And what do we call that car? Kibbles and Bits.
Kibbles and Bits.
Yes, sir. And then, Bleep Boo, we call that Jangling Baby.
Yep. You remember when he flipped the black one in front of his house, flipping in between the two parked cars?
Yeah, man.
It was a little rain out. It was a little dew hit the ground. The ground was a little wet. And I think he had slicks on that car. And he hit that thing, and next thing you know, the car upside down in between two parked cars. Perfect. Didn't hit neither one of the cars.
Yeah.
But it was sitting right in the middle, in between them, upside down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we used to be wild, man.
Yeah, it was crazy. Oh, boy.
How things are going with you, man?
Busy as hell, man. I don't get a chance to do shit. I can't come to the race tomorrow. I got a 12-hour day tomorrow. They couldn't find nobody to substitute for me, so I got to go in.
Yeah, that's why Rob ain't coming, man. He wanted to come and get that drag. I said, man, you better go get that money. That man make too much money an hour to be coming to race, man. Shit. I said, you better go get that money, man. He said, no, man, I'm coming to get drag. I said, man, drag will be around. You get him anytime.
I figured if I came, brought that slow-ass car, took off work, did that little thing, it would have cost, shit, I'd have been out at least $500 with a slow-ass car.
Didn't make any sense. You still out here, D-Man? You still out here, man? I know
that took a whole lot for you to convince him not to come. Like, all you got to do is just look at him. And he was convinced. Self-proclaimed, but
hey, see, I couldn't get off mute fast enough. I said, Rob, man, that boy wasn't never coming over, not to race some drag. He sound. He was so happy to get him, told him that. That made him proud. He was happy, told him that.
Self-proclaimed, bully.
Oh, man. Hey, mister. Hey, mister.
I can promise you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When Drag came on the phone to get that little message, man, Rob number lit up like a motherfucker. I hung him up because I ain't wanting to say nothing, man.
Man.
It's kind of hard to say something when you got crazy glue on your lips. It's kind of hard to say something. He got crazy glue on one side, on the bottom lip, and Gorilla glue on the top.
Oh, man.
You heard they work well together. The self-proclaimed goat.
Hey, Big Eddie, Rob gonna do a lot of stuff, but running drag ain't one of them.
Ducking that. She'll be ashamed of herself ducking at 350.
Man. Oh, man.
C-U-M-C. That man ducking at 350. Yeah, I told you, Big Eddie, they haven't made a 350. They haven't made a 350 in 28 years. Man, they haven't made a 350.
Yeah, man.
No, Greg ain't got no gold rocket mode in that car, do it.
He got an old, I don't know if it's a rocket, but I know it's a 350 he got in there. Two things I know. It's a 350 in it, and I know they're bullet ducking.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Big Eddie. You can't pay Rob to race drag.
Oh, man.
You can't pay the bull to get out that, man. You can't pay him. Rob, Big Ed talking about overtime. You can't pay the bullet overtime. That's right there.
You could have told Rob, whatever you go make on your job, I'm going to give you that and pay for you to get to the track. He still wouldn't have came.
Get to a triple. He's not coming. As long as he knows drag. Now, he'll come if he thought drag wasn't going to be there. But if he knew the old one was going to be there, he's not coming. Hold on, Big Eddie. I got a text. Let me see what it said here. Drag just text me. He must be on the line.
Oh, no.
He said, Rob, I'm going to tongue kiss a switchblade razor. You're in bad shape, man. You're going to tongue kiss a switchblade razor.
Here's what I'm going to do for y'all. I'm going to call Rob early in the morning and see if I can go get this car and bring it out there, and I'm going to drive it and race drag.
That'll be the only way it happens.
Hey,
it's a better chance of him letting you get in the race than him coming to do anything.
Let me get Leon in here. Leon might have something to say, y'all.
You got a better chance of a goat kissing a butcher knife than the bullet coming.
What up, Lukey?
Back.
Yes, what's juicy out there? What's juicy out there?
Boy, that last bass boat he laid down, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, I seen it.
Appreciate you broadcasting, sir.
It's suicide, man.
Suicide for him?
That's suicide, man. Go over and grab that man, man. Eddie, that man is passing the man down. He ain't cooling them damn pro stock cars they had down there. It looked like they was doing something.
Man, well, he can say it's suicide, but somebody grabbed him.
That man made about every time he went up there, he went faster. They started turning that loud motherfucker up. You better have some earplugs to come and hit him out. That's something that's going to have your ears jacked up.
Leon, where y'all at?
On my way back home.
But did I hear Leon say he was trying to grab
Cody? Who's that asked that question, man? Who's that asked that question?
That was me, Leon, man.
Huh?
That was me. I thought y'all was at where y'all at the Grove.
Wait a minute, Mom.
No, man, that's a Myron.
I know. Wait, you say this before y'all say anything. I'm going crazy, but I remember Byron didn't used to have no lights out there.
Man, Byron got it lit up. If you look at my live feed, Byron looked like any other track. They got lights down there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So they ain't got the curfew no more, none of that shit. All that shit over with. Okay. I just wanted to know. I ain't been out there in a couple years, so that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, you say you didn't know they had lights. I know you ain't been there in a while. That motherfucker got lights. They got that track nice, too.
Okay. Is it hooking, Leon? You think them drag radio problems will be right?
It's just when you put your two feet in the water box, you're going to end up doing some wrecking. I damn near wrecked. I went in three little lanes.
I saw you.
I didn't get off the gas, though, but see, people say they won't say, when them cars react so fast,
We cut that second system on. Man, that man got that shit coming on so fast. Before I could react, I was taking out the cone. And I've got my ass off. That shit came on. When that second system came on, man, shit, before I know it, before I can even be, it was going in the other lane. And Pete was going in my lane. He said, damn, both of us was hitting going in each other lane.
Telling your speakers now, Leon. You letting them know you got that death row sitting
there, kid on. Oh, I got to cut it on. Shit, it's time to, man, shit. Man, listen. If that fella just go straight down the track, man, I'm beating the motherfucker ass tomorrow. That's something that's nasty tonight. I gotta check the flower book. I see that spot.
It won't be wrong.
I think the flower book probably came. Man, who called me and I'm washing my hands? Track working good though.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just get up there. Don't wait till late at night and then talk about glue and do this and do that and do this.
What's the weather looking like? I heard they were talking about
man,
the rain.
I got shorts on. It's nice up here, boy. When that sun went down, ooh, Lord. And Eddie?
Yeah.
It's worth coming to see that damn boat. That goddamn boat ain't playing around, partner. That son of a bitch slapped the freight train and goddamn and took the caboose with him when he left that last time. Damn. Ain't no caboose. Man, I tell y'all, these race cars, they're handful. Now to turn that son of a bitch up, goddamn, and that son of a bitch won't do what he wants.
Yeah, man.
But I like what I see, though. I seen something. Now
uh-oh.
You just got to make sure that guarantees to go down the track every time.
Okay.
But there was a lot of cars up there. Drag buddies, drag people want to support him. They coming. They up in there now.
I told them. I said, shit, it looked like an event night tonight. All them motherfuckers
man,
up in there.
Them people that's coming up in there. See, when we got there, it looked like the team we got there, the lag got along with them.
That's
a good. That was nice tonight. That was worth the trip tonight. Good people. They looking. That goddamn Bodie got Byron on fire. Them motherfuckers all over Bodie tonight, looking and talking and watching that big ass motor. What damn type of shit is that? I know they got some second stuff cookies up in there.
You know I want some, right? Yeah, you know.
I don't know.
Hey, come here. Come here.
I don't know.
Come here. Whoa, Eddie, what you got going on, Ed?
I don't know what that is, man.
That's close.
I don't know what that is, Leon. Now, we ain't doing that, man. We just on here shooting the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't beat you, so we're going to just play. It's your game. Leah is suicide to raise a boat.
Man, that man grabbing that track and starting laughing, saying all this shit.
All I gotta say is we didn't whoop his ass. He ain't whooped ours yet.
Oh, you better pay it off somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You don't pay it off.
Hey, boy,
I'm only betting him $5.
The only way we'll pay it off, goddammit, if we can't go. That's the only way we'll pay it off. Other than that, he got an ass whooping coming.
My game. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, he ain't got
now. Ain't no motherfucker gonna give us no break.
Okay,
and get back around us. No, sir. John Ford's been not even try that shit.
So you said Bodie getting up to break tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's getting up to break. He's going to break his neck.
Hey, Hardy, that's how I'm going to leave him. Air Force One can't say that.
Man, I don't give a damn. You ain't seen the bone. You ain't seen the bone.
I said you ain't seen the bone.
You ain't seen the bone.
You
ain't
seen
the bone.
You ain't seen the bone.
No, no.
You're supposed to be up there doing what he's doing. You can't come up in there.
Man,
I love my brother to the end.
You haven't seen
when
the
you
bone.
Don't care, it's your table, man.
First of all,
California.
All you gotta do is bet somebody that's been with us, man, to get you some money, man. Get you some money.
Hey, I'm not gonna bet on either side. I'm just gonna watch. You want somebody here?
Mud Bone. Mud Bone, I told you, you ain't seen the bone yet.
That's it.
You ain't seen the bone.
Low
ride. You ain't seen
the bone, man. Left that last time. Damn it, I had to blink twice. It's over with all men. Shit. What the fuck did
I have? How many cars Bodie bring up, Leon? How many cars we got? One or two?
You ain't seen the bone yet.
He brought one. He brought one.
He only brought one, huh?
His son car here. He brought his son car, right?
No, it ain't here. She said it's your son came here. I know I ain't seen it all day.
They brought me an ugly motherfucker. That mother got rusted back, quarter on the side. Ooh, Lord.
That's Bodie's car.
Yeah, it's Bodie's car.
Hey, Leon, I got to go with Leroy, man. I'm going to bet you a large bag of Kiss a Horse cookies on Leroy.
Hey, look,
matter of fact,
I'm not betting nobody. I just know what I know. I ain't listening to nobody. I'm hearing with my own eyes.
Well, matter of fact, Leon, do this for me, man. Tell Bodie to bring his pink slip, goddamn it. And I'll be driving that motherfucker home tomorrow.
Man, would y'all get Eddie off the phone, man? Y'all get Eddie off the phone.
Oh, wait. What'd you say? Tell Bodie to bring what? What is that?
Pink slip, and I'll be driving that motherfucker home tomorrow.
I thought that man said. That's what he
said. Somebody get him off.
So what you saying? Because the Jamfoy can't give you the lead. That's what you saying?
Hell no. He can give up the break. God damn it, he going to be our cake. Shit. He's going to slice him like we want him.
Give me the break. He's going to be my cake. I hear you.
Hell yeah. What kind of cake you like, D? What kind of cake you like?
Chocolate.
All right, I'll bring some chocolate icing.
I'm bringing a lemon cake
tomorrow. Hey, y'all make sure y'all come over to the tent tomorrow and wish my wife a happy birthday. Tomorrow her birthday. Uh-oh.
Well, Eddie, I wish a happy birthday.
Might be Bodie calling in.
Hey,
yo.
You know how when it's lightning? You know why when it's lightning?
Yeah, man.
Fast and you blind. That's how that's I'm believing him, boy. That's how I'm believing him.
That's that boy leaving there.
Man, that man ain't 00 some shit.
Hey, Leon.
I need you to
Hey, Leon, all that shit look good by itself. Don't you see how Chuck look when he by himself? And then when he get out there with somebody.
I heard that. Yeah, yeah. I didn't hear it. I heard that. You said, like, Chuck.
Yeah.
You know somebody going to call you. You should have said.
You tell Bodie. Just tell boy to bring that pink slip, Leon, and I'm going to drive that motherfucker home tomorrow night.
And I wish you go in the bathroom and look at yourself.
You really fucking me around.
And then come back.
You hear that man say, Leon? That man said tell boy to bring the pink slip.
Yeah, man.
How Booty going to get home, nigga? You going to put him on a plane?
Ain't my problem. He can drive a trailer. I'm going to drive a car.
So it's funny, though. Every pass he made, he went faster and faster. I'm like, damn, is that enough?
He can keep saying that. Going faster and faster.
Hey, look, the whole sideline came. People all in the bleachers there, they look. That mama sat there and the profile waved his hand. Everybody looking at his goddamn. As he closed the door, and he tied that loud motherfucker up. I tell you what, I have my earplug with me tomorrow.
Hey Leon, I just gotta tell you one more thing. I want you to do one more thing for me. Did Bodie let you get close to him?
Yeah.
Did Bodie let you?
Yeah, we might be in the station lane with him.
Well, tell him this for me. Tell him he can come over and take a picture with me, and I'll give him my autograph if he wants.
You won't tell him. He gotta go wish your wife a happy birthday. You gonna tell him all that tomorrow. Tell him before y'all race.
Big Eddie, you sound.
Huh?
I'm listening to Big Eddie. Big Eddie sound like Bodie got trouble.
Yeah, he got plenty of trouble, man.
Eddie,
he got big trouble in a little China shop.
What time is it? 11:10. Eddie, you know how to do this tonight.
He wants to call Lucky in the morning and see what he think about this. Big Eddie said a man got big trouble in a little China shop.
Hey, man, if he'll run his head up, hey, I'll tell him, hey, man, you got us fucked up. But he ain't going to give us no break and think he's going to be somebody cake.
Yeah.
That's all.
That ain't nothing. That's it.
You done listen, though, Leaky. Big Eddie's trying to tell you that they leaving hard. Said you ain't seen nobody leave till you see that mudbone.
He ain't seen it. He ain't seen the bone. He ain't seen the bone, man.
He's not talking about everybody else except for his own car. Why Leon ain't talking about his own car? That's why I'm
talking about. Like my man Vaughn. Sound like my man
Vaughn.
My man Vaughn.
I told you, Vaughn, about coming on this show and starting shit.
Ain't nothing else to talk about. Get up there. That's what you do. I'm going to tell you better than I can tell you, boy. I got something for your ass, partner. You shouldn't let me shoot down.
You know,
get the car up there, and that's it, that's all. Big drag, I got a race tomorrow.
Leon.
I beat the hell out of you. I don't even need no shakedown with you. I don't even talk with you. You ain't talking about nothing.
Hey, Leon, you know that's the way I just say hi to you. I don't want to argue with you, brother. You can argue with yourself.
Okay, well,
go ahead and go off.
Hey, Bob.
Oh, man.
Hey, Bob. You know
sound like my man, Bob.
I want no reason to let you know on my
live feed. I ain't see it. I'm finna go to it now. They just told me you went live.
I did one live feed. The rest of them I didn't do.
Boss, don't get upset. He just speaking.
Hey,
tell him, boy.
This is the only way you make somebody. That's how you make drag race turn out. Don't care what just happened. Just get up there. You got that Byron, y'all light that just lit up down there. They got lights all over that song you got.
No, man.
How to track it, Leon?
It is. Track lit up.
Hey, it's a network out there. Got some Mustang on some 275 when you first come in. Them bitches ain't playing around me. They get ready for whatever shootout Jay got tomorrow.
Okay.
You got some shootout with some 275 so we got going on tomorrow. There's a bunch of Mustangs up there with some little short ass tires on them. Soon as you come in, they right there on that corner.
Yeah, man. I know.
What's the boy's name? What's that pretty ass Camaro? He won class races and no prep races. They had that fast pretty motherfucker out there tonight.
You should have not a beer you looking at. You said a Camaro. You should have not a beer.
I didn't see one. Not one. A couple of old ones came up in there.
Jeez. Forget it. What you gonna do with it? Forget it. What you gonna do with it?
Thank you for
I don't know, man.
What the hell was that leaking? Is anybody doing the fishing over there on the Rock River across the street?
No, I ain't seen nobody on the side, kid. I ain't seen nobody.
I'm bringing my fishing pole.
You